Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Other won the presidency, Massachusetts voters sent 30-year-old Ted Kennedy to finish out JFK's Senate term.
As your Democratic senator in Washington, I will vigorously support Medicare.
But in time, the family would seem almost star-crossed. An assassin's bullets brought down John Kennedy. His brother Robert fell to another crazed fanatic. 1969, Ted Kennedy drove a car off a bridge on Chappaquiddick Island. His young companion, Mary Jo Kopechne, died, and for 10 hours, Kennedy failed to report the crash.
Made immediate and repeated efforts to save Mary Jo by diving into the strong and murky current.
What happened that night would follow Kennedy for the rest of his life. Even so, Kennedy's name would be floated as a possible presidential candidate for the next decade. In 1980, he finally ran. But he was ill-prepared, and it showed in an interview with CBS News correspondent Roger Mudd.
Why do you want to be president?
Well, I'm...
Kennedy never recovered from the rough start, dropped out during the primaries, and never sought the Oval Office again. But back in the Senate, he honed his legislative skills, formed personal alliances with ideological opposites, and forged piece after piece of meaningful legislation on health care.
This is the cause of my life.
Labor law and racial equality. Even a Republican president would praise him for his work on education.
He is a fabulous United States senator. When he's against you, it's tough. When he's with you, it is a great experience.
Bob Schieffer, CBS News, Washington.
Political scientist Larry Sabato says there are few areas of American life untouched by Kennedy's legislative triumphs.
It says a lot about Ted Kennedy that it's almost impossible to pick out just one achievement. He was involved in every major fight, from civil rights to health care to even things like transportation spending, during all the time that he was in the Senate, 47 years.
President Obama is planning to make a statement on Kennedy's death in about half an hour from Martha's Vineyard. Let's go there, live, to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Describing himself as heartbroken, the president says an important chapter in the nation's history has come to an end. It was only 2 weeks ago that Mr. Obama awarded the Medal of Freedom to Senator Kennedy, who was too ill to attend the ceremony.
Ted's story and the story of his family is known to all. It's a story of service. And it's also the story of America.
And the president owes a lot to Senator Kennedy. In his written statement, he recalled Kennedy's momentous support in last year's campaign. Mr. Obama will speak to the nation about 30 minutes from now. Live on Martha's Vineyard, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. In Northern Ireland this spring, Prime Minister Gordon Brown praised Kennedy's towering achievements.
Northern Ireland is at peace. More Americans have health care. Children around the world are going to school. And for all those, we owe a great debt to the life and courage of Senator Edward Kennedy.
Today, Brown.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 7.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities.
And gentlemen, it's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in.
Next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
Can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Barbaric!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
His 6'4" frame was well toned by constant athletics.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Gracias, buenos dias, bienvenidos a la Casa Blanca.
This is the Bill Press Show.
America, this is our moment. This is our time. Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Play ball.
Teddy Kennedy, the liberal lion, the last lion of the United States Senate, dead of brain cancer at the age of 77, a sad day for America, a sad day for the Democratic Party. A body blow to the battle to pass universal health care, but it could also end up an inspiration to the fight for universal health care. This is the Bill Press Show, remembering Teddy Kennedy this Wednesday, August 26th. Thank you for being there. Thank you for joining us. We are coming to you live, coast to coast, from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., just down the street from the United States Capitol, where Teddy Kennedy has served since 1962. Barack Obama was 1 year old when Teddy Kennedy was first elected to the United States Senate. Imagine that. And we there's so many memorable moments in the life of Teddy Kennedy that we have lived through. I was there on the floor of the Democratic Convention in 1980, Madison Square Garden, New York, where Teddy Kennedy gave up his own fight for the Democratic nomination, ceded that to Jimmy Carter, but not without an absolutely magnificent, eloquent farewell to his troops.
A few hours ago, this campaign came to an end. For all those whose cares have been our concern, the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die.
The dream shall never die. Indeed, it shall not die. And then the last presidential campaign, when everybody thought Teddy would stay out of it or maybe end up endorsing Hillary, she had just come out of winning New Hampshire. Teddy Kennedy said it's time to pass the torch to a new generation. He came down to American University here in Washington, D.C., and endorsed the young, untested Barack Obama.
I'm proud to stand with them here today and offer my help, offer my voice, offer my energy, my commitment to make Barack Obama the next president of the United States.
Yeah, and that endorsement came just when Barack Obama needed it, had a very powerful impact on the race. One man who has served in the United States Congress with Senator Teddy Kennedy knew him well and was out last night championing Teddy Kennedy's issue, health care reform in Northern Virginia, our good friend, Democratic Congressman Jim Moran. Hey, Congressman, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. I'm sorry it's such a depressing morning, but obviously it's always good to talk with you.
Thank you. And it's nice of you to join us this morning. I mean, you as a fellow Irishman in the United States, serving in the United States Congress, I know worked many years with Senator Kennedy on a lot of the issues. Tell us about that.
You know, he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. He was sent to all the best schools.
Yeah.
But he never became pretentious. He never took himself too seriously, but, boy, he took that Kennedy legacy seriously, and he took the Congress seriously, and he took his colleagues seriously. And he really believed that his mission in life was to create a better life for those who were not as privileged as him. And he left us a great legacy. And the best way that we can say thank you, Ted, is by getting health care reform passed. That's in his final days, that's all he cared about, was getting this bill through. And it seems to me that we could leave no final legacy and memorial to Ted Kennedy. Forget all the statues and everything. Leave as a memorial health care bill that is one that he would be proud of.
You know, one of the things that we uncovered this morning, Congressman, this is back, this is a clip of Teddy Kennedy here. This is back in 1978, okay? When, I mean, you talk about, he was no Johnny come lately to this issue. I mean, he may have, well, maybe Harry Truman, right, as the first one. But here was Teddy in 1978.
I had a father that was touched by stroke and sick for 7 years. We were able to get the very best in terms of health care because we were able to afford it. It would have bankrupted any average family in this nation.
But, you know, that was it. I mean, as you pointed out, he had all the wealth in the world, right? But his dedication was to the poor and to the middle class and giving them the opportunity to live the American dream.
He had an incredible ability to empathize. He really, he had it in his heart. You know, as strong a mind as he had, his real strength was his heart. Of course, many people would have given out before he did with the with that brain tumor that he had. He kept on, but I think largely because he had such an enormous heart and you know, that's really what drove him.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, he just loved life, as you know, Bill, and he made you know, no real excuses for it or pretensions
right.
about it. he loved wine, women, and song. But, you know, he also understood that if but his life was concluded, he was going to make a better life for other people. And so he was the essence of a liberal. You know, he wasn't selfish about anything, his time, his emotions, whatever. He certainly wasn't closed-minded, but he was absolutely dedicated. And his colleagues will tell you he was the most serious of all of the Kennedys in terms of legislation. When he wanted to get legislation through, he would walk across the aisle. He'd go right into the senators' offices that were on the other side, and he'd work something out with them. He loved the Senate. He loved the legislation. He enjoyed you know, politics itself,
mm-hmm.
Because he loved people. And he was the essence of what I would hope a liberal Democratic Party would be, defined by its progress. And you know, we're going to forget about all the things he did in terms of education and labor progress because we're going to focus on health. But he got it, and I think he carried forward his brother's legacy in a way that they must be awfully proud of when they'll. You know, they can see what their younger brother accomplished. And I think his, you know, his son, Patrick is, both sons, his daughter and all of his, cousins, especially Bobby's,
Bobby's
who has so
kids.
Many, they're all going to, carry on his legacy, but, it's Uncle Ted that just made such an enormous difference with his life.
Congressman Jim Moran, North Virginia, here on the Bill Press. Congressman, do you think that his passing will energize the Democrats in terms of passing a strong universal health care reform legislation this year with a strong public option in it?
I think it's going to intensify our resolve, Bill. There's no that he would not have accepted a plan that doesn't have a public
yeah.
option because he understands that it's the insurance companies that run the healthcare system today. And their objective is to make profit. That's what they're hired to do. That's what they achieve. That's why they spend 30% of the healthcare dollar on administrative costs, determining who they don't want to insure because the people who are sick and ill are the last ones they want to have in their insurance policies. And that's just the opposite of what a health system ought to be. And, you know, we've tried it one way. We've gone with insurance companies controlling the process, determining who gets what medical care. And now it's time to provide an option. And that's and basically all this option is an extension of Medicare for everyone. Ted understood that, you know, and he didn't shy away from competition. But this is all about competition. It's about competing with the insurance companies to provide a better for the citizens. So I do think we're going to get a public option now in this bill because people are going to reflect and say, you know, Ted wouldn't have settled for anything less than what the House and his committee passed. The Health, yes, Education, Labor Committee and the Senate passed that bill. That's the bill that needs to become law.
Now, Congressman, I understand you had a small little gathering in Northern Virginia last night, and a very quiet, civil conversation about health care reform. How many people showed up? 2,500?
Something there.
How many were from your district, do you think?
I don't know. There were some buses that came in from outside the district, but a lot of them were from the district, and it reflects the intense interest that people have in this bill because they know it's going to affect everyone's life, and if we do it right, it's going to affect everyone's life for the better. No one is going to be advantaged by this bill. There will be some very wealthy folk who will pay more in taxes, but they're going to have a stronger workforce. They're going to have a more productive economy. There's a lot of anger out there. There are some people like Randall Terry who just want to disrupt it, and some of his followers. But
He came and announced to reporters that he was there to disrupt your meeting and not let people talk. Right.
That's right. I would have given him an opportunity to share his views with us, but he just wanted to disrupt it. So eventually, I had to have him escorted out. But other folks, they screamed and yelled. And they vetted, and that's fine. That's the democratic process. I think we got most of the issues out on the table. Howard Dean did a wonderful job. He really understands this stuff.
You know what? He is so good on this. Oh, man. Yeah, he really is.
And he gave us some history that, when Europe was devastated in World War II, they had to rely upon the government to provide health care. There was no one else at the time, and that's how their health care system developed. We weren't devastated during World War II. We had the luxury of relying upon employers to provide health care for their employees because they couldn't afford to give them any wage increase. In fact, wages were frozen, and that's how it developed. It's an interesting history. He also clarified the fact that there is no other industrialized country in the world that relies upon insurance companies to run their healthcare system. They just feel that the healthcare of their citizens is too important to leave to a profit and loss decision. These are life and death decisions, and it shouldn't be made on the basis of how much you're going to be able to give to shareholders and dividends. This is about having as healthy a nation as we can have. And the reality, we were just patting ourselves on the back that we got to 78 years longevity. But every other industrialized nation is much longer. Canada lives more than 2 years longer than we do. And the fact is that other countries' health is much better than ours. It's not just living a long life. It's living a full life. And we are not a healthy population compared to others. We're about 45th or something in terms of overall health. That's not acceptable.
Yeah, despite all the money that we spend. Well, I tell you, this is the issue. Now is the time. And I agree with you, Congressman. I hope now that people just say, let's win this one for Teddy, because we should do it in his memory and in his honor. You're good to join us this morning, Congressman. Thank you so much.
Talk to you, Bill.
All right. Thanks for your great work. It's a great leadership. Jim Moran, I don't know if you saw it on CNN C-SPAN yesterday, but yesterday evening. That really was a raucous crowd out there in suburban Virginia. And but you know, there were people chanting, "We want health care. When do you want it now? You know, what do you want? Health care. When do you want it now?" There were also some people who came to disrupt the meeting, but there were a lot of health care supporters. Yeah. The people from the district wanted health care. The people who were bussed in came just to disrupt the meeting. Teddy Kennedy, dead of brain cancer at the age of 77.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Real health care reform will make America a stronger country. That's why Congress has a patriotic duty to pass health care reform that includes a strong public option. Hey, this is Bill Press on behalf of Patriot Majority. Yes, the battle lines are drawn. Republican leaders, right-wingers, and insurance companies are trying to kill real health care reform. So this is what you can do to fight back. Call your senator and member of Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. And then email Congress with the same message. Tell at least 10 of your friends, family, and coworkers to call and email Congress with the same message. Real health care reform will include a strong public option, an employer mandate, and no tax on health care benefits. Help put America back on track with real health care reform. Act today. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or go to my website, billpressshow.com. Paid for by Patriot Majority.
In this ever-changing world, Ility is essential. Ility creates versatility and respectability. But where do you get Ility? With an MBA earned from DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, Ility is easy to find. The credibility you expect, the flexibility you need, and the ability to balance work, school, and life. Attend classes online or at our 85-plus locations nationwide. Learn more at keller.edu. Keller, your professional edge for 35 years.
Wow. Whoa, what is this? A trap on our front lawn?
Yeah, it's a trap. I'm going to catch that stack of money with the googly eyes right there, the money I could be saving with Geico.
But it's right there in front of you. Just get it.
Psh, where's the fun in that? Then I wouldn't get to use these 200-pound springs or these laser sensors.
Well, it'd be a lot easier to just call Geico. I mean, it's what normal people do.
Well, then I guess I'm just more adventurous than most.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions and shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pangs, prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins. For the second time, the battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
Gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining showbiz. The lineup for the new season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars has been announced. And like previous seasons, this one has a few celebrity surprises in store. Macy Gray, Kelly Osbourne, Aaron Carter, Donny Osmond, and former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin have all been named as contestants in the show, which hits screens on September 21st.
Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
Gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place, so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th through September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.
Looking for a smart buy and a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Hill, his ability to craft bipartisan agreements on a whole host of issues.
And his legislative accomplishments really dwarf anybody else, correct?
I think it is fair to say that one looks... One looks back at history, as much as Jack and Bobby are revered for their political style and for their achievements, Ted's really the one in the family whose list of accomplishments is most enduring and most impressive.
Now, Joe, what happens now? What's the rate of succession, if you will, in Massachusetts?
Well, as you may know, there's been some controversy up here,
right?
Because back in 2004, when Kerry was running for president, they changed the law up here because we had a Republican governor, Mitt Romney, to mandate a special election. I think it's within, 160 days or something.
Right. And how so would that be? I've heard this morning, January, is that what you think? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, well, you know, Ted wrote a letter
to
the governor and trying to set in motion, essentially reverting to what had been the case before.
You know what? I need to do this. I maybe should have asked that last question. My fault. Hey, Joe Cunn, thank you so much for joining us. We're just out of time here at the bottom of the hour. We've got to run along. We come back. We're waiting for a statement from Martha's Vineyard by President Obama, scheduled right at 8:30 East Coast time.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create a miracle, our lab in Italy has just released Kevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off, plus an additional 30 days free. Call now, 888-604-HAIR, 888-604-HAIR. Call 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Accident-free on the highways around Denver. We do have some surface street issues, though, to tell you about. Rollover, Kentucky and Dayton. Also got an accident, Quincy and Buckley. And this just coming in, traffic lights flashing red at Santa Fe and Iowa. So expect some small delays there as well. Your forecast today, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs are going to be the low to mid-80s. Our current downtown temperature, 57 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bring it on. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo is August 28th through Labor Day. It's 11 days and 11 nights of concerts, rodeos, carnival, fiesta, livestock, and more. Enjoy free shows, too, from the live shark encounter to the lumberjack show. The Colorado State Fair in Pueblo. Bring it on.
It's time to shop the authority. Hurry into Sports Authority this week during our running sale with prices starting from $39.99, featuring Nike, ASICS, and New Balance. Gear up for fall sports with performance apparel, equipment, and cleats from top brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Sports Authority this week with men's and women's running shoes starting at $39.99. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
If you owe the IRS over $15,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. You don't want the IRS to seize everything you own to settle your tax bill. And they will, and they have. They have no problem garnishing your wages or levying your bank account. They are brutal. They want their money, which they think you happen to be holding. You can't do this by yourself. I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. I wouldn't dream of calling the IRS on my own. Mike and Brian, Tax Resolution Services, are the best at what they do. They'll handle your case on your behalf. They've been doing it successfully for years. Call them at 1-800-755-9602. 1-800-755-9602. That's 1-800-755-9602.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing today for a free storm damage inspection. Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Call Colorado Roofing. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Trust Colorado Roofing to help you with the insurance claim process, ensuring you get the maximum benefit from your insurance company. Call Colorado Roofing today for a free storm damage inspection. Go to coloradoroofing.com today. That's coloradoroofing.com or call 303-825-5273.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour, it is the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live, coast to coast, on this Wednesday, April 26th, from our studio here on Capitol Hill. From our studio, it's a beautiful day, but a sad day in Washington, D.C., and from our studio, we can see the United States Capitol building, where flags are flying at half-mast in memory, and in honor of Senator Teddy Kennedy, served nearly 47 years in the United States Senate, passed away from brain after fighting brain cancer for about a year and a half, just before midnight last night at his home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. We're waiting for President Obama to come to the podium to offer some remarks on the passing of Senator Kennedy. Meanwhile, we wanted to say hello to Haynes Johnson. Haynes Johnson is co-author with Dan Balls of a great book, Battling for America. Is that the title? Battle for America. There it is, 2008. Listen, I read it. I loved every minute of it, Haynes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bill. I'm glad to talk to you.
Yeah, and you dedicate a great part of your book to the impact that Teddy Kennedy's endorsement had on the race in 2008. It was a much-needed boost for Barack Obama at the time, right?
Yeah, his endorsement of Barack Obama was the final seal that surged Obama to the top. The Obama people said that was it. After that, we knew we couldn't be stopped, because what it meant was that the liberal constituency of the Democratic Party shifted overall to Obama, and the African-American leadership really critically switched over to Obama. That was critical. And one forgets that in the beginning, many African Americans didn't think Obama could win. Therefore, he would hurt them. He would hurt the cause of race relations, et cetera, et cetera. And so when Ted Kennedy came out and endorsed him at American University here in Washington, that was the seal that propelled him to the finish line.
And what prompted Teddy, who had always been close to the Clintons, do you believe, to endorse Obama?
He saw, and he told us, as a matter of fact, that he saw in, the more he watched Obama, the more he saw his brothers, Jack and Bobby, someone who could stir the young people of America, who could restore hope, he really believed that he saw he was different. He was not talking about the old politics. He was post-racial. He was going to heal the divisions in the country. And we had to do that to go on to rebuild America at the time we were going through. And that was what he believed. He advised Obama all along, but he didn't endorse him. He held back, and he was close to Clinton's, as you know. But he really felt that Hillary was the past and Obama was the future.
Is there any, Haynes, you've been around Washington a long time, is there anybody else you see among the Democrats in the Senate who, you know, can step into his shoes now and be the kind of bridge builder and leader that he was at once the fiery liberal lion, and at the other hand, he was the guy who got along most well with the Republicans.
Well, yeah, that's why it's so hard to replace him in a political sense, because there's nobody. He was the greatest United States senator of my lifetime, and I think what's interesting about I'm not just saying that.
I mean, that's really saying something.
But across the board, you will hear people, Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, who admired Ted Kennedy because he could get along. Yes, he was liberal. You know where he stood, but he had this ability to bring people together. I mean, John McCain was saying, long before he was the nominee of the Republican, that Ted Kennedy is the lion in winter. And he respected Ted Kennedy. Many, many Republicans did. He could embrace them. He could bring them in. And he could work with them. I don't see anybody that at this point who fills that position. It's a hard one to fill. In fact, no one has quite filled it the way he did.
No, I mean, I've been thinking all morning, when you look across the field, I mean, there's good people there, but no giants and nobody who has that that respect, maybe because they haven't been there long enough to earn it. I'm not sure. Maybe Hillary could have become that, but she's gone. Joe Biden, but he's gone.
Yeah, actually, Hillary, interestingly enough, she had a chance. Had she stayed in the Senate, not become Secretary of State, the idea was that she could become the great leader of the Senate, replacing Ted Kennedy, not replacing him, but filling that position of real leadership in the Senate. But, of course, she chose to go on to the Secretary of State, and that was that. But I don't see anybody at the moment. Doesn't mean there won't be again. But Ted Kennedy's whole background was so riven with stories, with history, with tragedy, with triumph. It was Shakespearean, the whole family. I mean, you start with the role of first the brother Joe, then the sister Kick, and then Jack and Bobby and so forth, on and on, Rosemary with a lobotomy. I mean, the whole tragedy of the family, and it was riven in the character of America. We all reacted to the Kennedy story, good and bad. And Ted Kennedy came to embody that because he served so long, started with very little experience and frankly, not much respect in the beginning. He was the kid. He was there because of his father and his brothers. But he's proved himself to be a great, great United States senator.
And so your lifetime and mine has been the for American politics, really, the Kennedy era. It's over, isn't it?
Yes, this is it. There's nobody in the family or anywhere that's going to step up in that place. This is the end of the Kennedy story in our lifetime of that we followed, of that family. I mean, you go back and all the legends, all the scandals, all the tragedies, all the triumphs, as I said, and that's over now. So we're now in a different period of our history.
So all of the, Bobby's children or Teddy, Patrick, I mean, it's never going to be anyone of that stature.
I don't think you can do that. I mean, and that doesn't mean they won't try. It doesn't mean they won't have influence or have a great future and a great role in our public life. I mean, I'm not to diminish them at all. But it's very difficult to see it right now how anyone fills this incredible position that he filled for 47 years.
Right.
And the more he stayed in the Senate, the more he became admired, again, across the aisle. Yes, he was the most liberal senator and all that, but he wasn't polarizing in an interesting way. And that the country is now more polarized than it was even when Obama won, I would argue right now. So the hope for the chances for Obama are much more difficult now, and Ted helped him a lot in that regard.
Haynes Johnson, our guest, co-author of a great book, co-author with Dan Balz, The Battle for America 2008. I finished it last week. It's a marvelous read about the 2008 campaign, and we have a link to it up on our website. So, Haynes, final question for you. So what do you think his passing now, what impact will have on the battle for health care reform? Re-energize it?
Well, I do think it should re-energize it. He will become sort of a legend in the background. His life was the passion for health care. That was, in fact, he pressed Obama. He made Obama pledge to him, if Kennedy supported him, the one thing I ask of you, Ted Kennedy said to Obama, is that you will make your health care your number one commitment. Mm. And Obama did. And so it doesn't mean it's going to pass. It's in trouble, we all know. But I think it's going to give it a new burst because of Ted Kennedy's passing.
Hey, Haynes, thank you so much for taking time for us this morning. I know a busy day for you. I appreciate it. And again, congratulations on the book. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Haynes. Haynes Johnson, the book again, Battle for America 2008, Waiting for President Obama. We'll be right back.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net. Introducing Ally Bank's 9-month no-penalty CD with a great interest rate of 1.85% APY. Just to make that perfectly clear, that's a no-penalty CD. No penalty for early withdrawal, medium or late withdrawal, no extra fees, forfeiture, and no fine print anywhere. Just a high-interest 9-month no-penalty CD that lets you move your money anytime, anywhere. It doesn't get any more straightforward than that. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
You're invited to your Chevy dealer for the Chevy Open House, where it's easy to get the vehicle you want at the price you want, because we're offering low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Your Chevy dealer has 8 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better, more than Honda or Toyota. Get to the Chevy Open House now, or check out the great prices at Chevy.com/open house. See your local Chevy dealer. At participating dealers, tax, title, license, extra excludes Corvette ZR1.
Did you know that 95% of businesses will never even reach 1 million in annual sales? If you've done that, you're practically a miracle. Of those that get to 1 million, 98% will never get to 5 million. Even less will get to 10 million. And then to go to 100 million and beyond requires an entirely new way of marketing, managing, selling, and especially hiring. The shifts at each level and the way you think and operate at each level is what most business owners never figure out. And that's why they get stuck or stay small. Wherever you are in the growth curve, we can get you to the next level for free if you call 800-632-1990. I'm Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. I've personally picked up the telephone and cold called my way into getting more than 60 of the Fortune 500 as clients, and now I'm helping smaller companies in 23 countries. Leave us a message with your email and we'll send you 9 free reports that are so good you won't believe we give them away. Call 800-632-1990. You won't believe the intellectual property we give away for free. Call 800-632-1990.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Slowest speeds right now on I-25, southbound side up in Thornton, 104th to 84th. Again, after I-70, getting closer to downtown. A couple different accidents, rollover, Kentucky and Dayton, and it's in the cleanup phase. Also got this crash at Quincy and Buckley. And traffic lights flashing red, Santa Fe and Iowa. Forecast, warmer, drier, morning sunshine becoming partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Isolated showers and thunderstorms also possible later on. Looking for high around 83, right now 57 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Hear AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or...
Welcome to Madam Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see.
What is it?
Comcast. Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rates apply. Equipment taxes and installation fees extra. Call for details.
Be able to make it. They thought he might address the convention by video. He insisted on coming to Denver. And what we didn't know until after the speech, and I was there and saw that speech, and I still can't believe it. I didn't know until Patrick, the son, told me that Teddy Kennedy comes to Denver, and then he is stricken on top of the brain cancer, stricken with kidney stones. He's in such pain, and they take him to the hospital. He's there in the hospital overnight. And they're treating him for pain, and then with an hour before he's supposed to speak, he leaves the hospital. They drive him down to the convention center. They wheel him up to the podium in a wheelchair behind the podium, and he's able to make it out to the podium and give that speech to that convention. And watching it, you would never know that an hour before he'd been in a hospital bed. Unbelievable. Energy, but also it just shows the passion that he had for getting Obama elected the next president of the United States. The passion that he has shown for decades, leading the fight. We mentioned this with Jim Moran, that here's a man who had born to wealth, had all the wealth in the world, and yet his dedication was to the poor and to working class Americans. He led the fight, not just supported. He led the fight on every major liberal issue, starting as early as 1978 for health care reform.
I had a father that was touched by stroke and sick for 7 years. We were able to get the very best in terms of health care because we were able to afford it. It would have bankrupted any average family in this nation.
But Kennedy wanted that same coverage, good enough for his family, good enough for everybody else. When George W. Bush was elected, Teddy Kennedy, who had always been a champion of public schools and improving our schools, he believed George Bush when he said he wanted to do the right thing for public schools. So Teddy Kennedy supported No Child Left Behind, but he also said, Mr. President, you know, don't try to do this without putting the money in the program.
You can't educate children with a tin cup budget, and you can't educate children on the cheap.
And, of course, George Bush did not put the money in, and Ted Kennedy became a big critic of what George Bush, of the No Child Left Behind. In 2003, Bush trying to drum up support for the war in Iraq, Teddy Kennedy, one of the first to go to the floor of the United States Senate and say the war in Iraq was the wrong move.
There are realistic alternatives between doing nothing and declaring unilateral or immediate war. War should be a last resort, not the first response.
Champion against the war in Iraq, and all through the years, Teddy Kennedy, it was just like a perpetual thing. Teddy Kennedy was always for lifting the minimum wage from where it was until it would become a real living wage so people didn't have to exist in poverty on the minimum wage.
In the United States of America, we believe that any person that works 40 hours a week, 52 weeks of the year, should not have to live in poverty.
Clearly, the best, the strongest, the most effective senator in our lifetime, you heard Joe Kahn there from the Boston Globe tell us a little bit earlier, perhaps the most effective senator since the great Daniel Webster, which is really saying something. Now, yeah, I got to know Teddy Kennedy pretty well when I was Democratic state chair of California got to know him even better when I came here to Washington as co-host of Crossfire and Buchanan and Press, and ran into him a lot at political events, political fundraisers, parties around town. He was a man. There was a side of him, as Jim Moran pointed out. He loved life, and he lived a very full life. And there are classic stories about that. I saw that side of Teddy Kennedy in California. I'll never forget the first time I was presiding at some big Democratic function, about 500 people in this big ballroom. I think it might have been at one of the national conventions, actually, with the California delegation at a breakfast. And we had a mariachi band there because we were from California. That's what you did. You had mariachi music at all your events. And Teddy walked in. He had been invited. We didn't know he was coming. He walked in. And suddenly people started applauding, and I looked, and here's Teddy coming down the aisle. So, of course, we invite him up on stage to speak to the delegates. And he gets up on stage, and the first thing he does is he turns around, and he says something to the mariachi band leader. I found, obviously, soon realized he was asking him if he knew a certain song, and the guy said he did. So they strike up the band, and Teddy starts to sing. Now, this isn't a recording of that, but it sounded something like this with mariachi music, because Teddy did this on many occasions.
Jalisco, Jalisco, tu tienes tu novia, me Guadalajara.
Not always in key.
La perlas masra en todo Jalisco es me Guadalajara.
Teddy felt it out. Well, let's say for all the great things that Teddy Kennedy accomplished, that will not be one of them. But anyway, it did show that he did love life and lived it to the fullest. Teddy Kennedy, sad, sad loss, and a tragic loss, particularly at this time when we need him for health care reform. Dead of brain cancer at the age of 77.
I want every American to know this. We will rebuild. We will recover. And the United States of America will emerge stronger than before.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Real health care reform will make America a stronger country. That's why Congress has a patriotic duty to pass health care reform that includes a strong public option. Hey, this is Bill Press on behalf of Patriot Majority. Yes, the battle lines are drawn. Republican leaders, right-wingers, and insurance companies are trying to kill real health care reform. So this is what you can do to fight back. Call your senator or member of Congress today at 202-224-3121. Tell them to support health care reform with 1, a strong public option, 2, an employer mandate, and 3, no tax on health care benefits. And then email Congress with the same message. Tell at least 10 of your friends, family, and coworkers to call and email Congress with the same message. Real health care reform will include a strong public option, an employer mandate, and no tax on health care benefits. Help put America back on track with real health care reform. Act today. For more information, go to patriotmajority.us or go to my website, billpressshow.com, paid for by Patriot Majority.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free two-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now. 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
The Bill Press Show brought to you by Patriot Majority. Yes, indeed, Patriot Majority believes it is our patriotic duty as Americans to pass health care reform now and do it with a strong public plan option. Of course, President Obama, first time I've ever seen him show up late, but he is still waiting for him to come to the Oak Bluff School and make his statement on the passing of Senator Teddy Kennedy. If you are, I guess we'll should be coming shortly after 9 o'clock now, East Coast time. Meanwhile, on this Wednesday, August 26th, sad day, my parting shot, what to say about Teddy Kennedy? Well, you can start out by saying he was hands down the best, the strongest, and the most effective member of the United States Senate. Not for nothing did they call him the last lion. You add the fact that he was the last of the great Kennedy dynasty, picking up the torch from brothers John F. Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy and keeping the dream alive for over 40 years. He made his own run for the White House in 1980, dropped out in support of Jimmy Carter, but by not before giving an eloquent farewell at the Democratic National Convention.
A few hours ago, this campaign came to an end. For all those whose cares have been our concern, the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die.
So Teddy focused on the Senate, where he was proud to be a liberal.
During my service in the United States Senate, I have often been called a liberal, and it usually was not meant to be a compliment.
But during that time, he led the fight on every single progressive issue: education, raising the minimum wage, saving the environment, opposition to the war in Iraq. But it was the issue of universal health care more than any other that was a cause of his life. Now we're closer than we've ever been to passing health care reform that wouldn't have happened without Teddy's leadership. So there's only one thing now to do in his honor. Rename that bill after Senator Ted Kennedy and pass it with a strong public plan option now. We just learned President Obama will be speaking at 9:30 East Coast time. So we'll be watching that today, other tributes to Teddy Kennedy, watching the continuing battle on health care. And let's go out and win one for Teddy.
This is the Bill Press.
If you owe the IRS over $15,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. You don't want the IRS to seize everything you own to settle your tax bill. And they will, and they have. They have no problem garnishing your wages or levying your bank account. They are brutal. They want their money, which they think you happen to be holding. You can't do this by yourself. I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. I wouldn't dream of calling the IRS on my own. Mike and Brian, Tax Resolution Services, are the best at what they do. They'll handle your case on your behalf. They've been doing it successfully for years. Call them at 1-800 1-800-755-9602, 1-800-755-9602. That's 1-800-755-9602.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's the end of an American political dynasty. More than a year after he was diagnosed with brain cancer, Senator Edward Kennedy has died at the age of 77. News of his death was announced in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, a little after 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Former Boston Mayor Ray Flynn says the last of the Kennedys will be missed.
I don't think you're going to have anybody picking up that mantle anywhere in the United States.
Edward Kennedy was a liberal icon and a favorite target for conservative critics. CBS News chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer.
He was not vilified in the United States Senate. He was the target. He was the poster boy for big government and liberalism. People would use that in their campaign ads. But he had this great personal relationship within the Senate with people of all ideological stripes.
CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us tributes have poured in from both sides of the political aisle.
Here's just a sample. First, from Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican from Utah, his closest Republican friend in the Senate, quote, "Today I lost a treasured friend." From Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada, quote, "It was the thrill of my lifetime to work with Ted Kennedy." From House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, quote, "No one has done more than Senator Kennedy to educate our children, care for our seniors, and ensure equality for all Americans."
CBS's Vicki Barker has reaction from overseas.
Here in London, Prime Minister Gordon Brown and his predecessor Tony Blair call Kennedy's death a loss not just for America, but for the world. And politicians from both sides of Northern Ireland's sectarian divide have praised his work building peace there.
In other news, groups that support health care reform are kicking off an 11-city bus tour with stops from Columbus, Ohio to Phoenix. Jeremy Byrd is one of the organizers.
What we've really been backing is the president's core principles. The first is to cut costs. The second is to ensure choice amongst doctors and plans. And the third is to make sure that we have affordable, quality care for all Americans.
Conservative groups will hold a Washington press conference today on the impact health care reform could have on human life. The legal battle over the Florida law that bans adoptions by gays and lesbians is scheduled to be back in court at this hour. A state appeals court will hear arguments on the ban. On the CBS Health Watch, a study of 12 to 17-year-olds by CASA, the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse, finds that teenagers who see their parents get drunk are twice as likely to become problem drinkers. A sampling of teenagers and adults in Houston found that most agree with the study findings.
I would think the probability would be really high.
We decide whether we want to drink or not.
If you're doing it around them, I think that you're probably going to have a negative impact.
A teenager would be more prone to use alcohol if their parents were using it.
The latest reading on the economy shows a surprisingly big gain in orders for big-ticket durable goods. S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
Mom knew I needed calcium from day one. Turns out Mom was right. Because today, 80% of us don't get enough calcium from our food. And when we don't, our bodies can steal it from our bones. Caltrate, with advanced levels of vitamin D to help optimize calcium absorption, can help replenish the calcium we need. Which is why now I'm not just telling you, I'm telling my daughters, my sisters, my best friend's sisters, my aunts. Give yourself and the people you love TLC. Tender Loving Caltrate. Use as directed.
This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from allergy sufferer Steve of Florida after he discovered chloraseptic allergen block.
The dust at my job made me sick. I had an inhaler, nebulizer, and allergy medicines. Nothing worked. Picking up my expensive medicines, I found something else. Chloraseptic allergen block. This invisible gel goes around your nostrils. It blocks allergens and stops my allergy attacks. It saved my job.
Hit allergens before they hit you with chloraseptic allergen block. Use as directed.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. They're cleaning up broken glass at the headquarters of the Colorado Democratic Party.
Someone came up to the headquarters and basically smashed 11 of the windows that are on the front and side of the office.
Party chair Pat Walk says some of the broken windows had signs in them touting health care reform. Denver police caught a 24-year-old suspect with a history of helping Democratic candidates. Albertsons will shut 5 Colorado stores this fall in Greenwood Village, Denver, Arvada, Lafayette, and Longmont, and the company's Aurora Distribution Center as well. Former Bronco running back Floyd Little may have run his way to Canton, Ohio. Little's one of 2 long-ago players recommended for the Pro Football Hall of Fame by the Veterans Committee. Little starred for the Broncos from 1967 to 75. And a man convicted in the 1960 murder of Adolph Coors III has died of an apparent suicide. Joe Corbett was 80 years old and had been diagnosed with cancer. Sports, it took 10 innings, but the Rockies beat the Dodgers 5-4. They're now just 2 games behind L.A. in the National League West. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the slowest stretch of this morning's commute are the southbound lanes of 225. This is just as you make that Parker curve all the way up towards I-25. That drive's going to take you about 15 minutes right now. Eastbounders on 36, getting a little bit sluggish, Federal towards Broadway and then on to I-25. Same deal for westbound drivers on 76, starting right around 74th up towards I-25. Off those main roads, the lights are going to be flashing red at Santa Fe and Iowa. Treat that as a four-way stop. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 82, 83 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 57. Currently, we're at 59 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
The UEFA Champions League is the world's biggest club competition, and it's on Fox Soccer Channel. Live the ultimate UEFA Champions League experience on Fox Soccer Channel today, with live coverage beginning at 2 p.m. Eastern. For a complete match schedule, visit championsonfox.com. The UEFA Champions League, today on Fox Soccer Channel. Live it here.
Progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love you too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on Wednesday, the worst day of the week, as I always say. Not to be too much of a downer, but it is a pretty down kind of day. I'm sure you've heard about the death of Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts overnight. A big blow, I think, to the progressive movement. I posted on my Twitter page early this morning that it was like the same feeling that I had when I read that story that I had when I read the story about Paul Wellstone dying all those years ago. A pretty dark day, and it's going to have a major impact, I think, on politics, in the sense that there are very few outspoken, proud, progressive members of Congress, and especially very few proud progressive members of the U.S. Senate, and certainly there are none with the name and image and legislative clout of a Senator Ted Kennedy. So this is going to change the dynamic in a number of ways on Capitol Hill. Probably we'll see it first and foremost pronounced on health care, and because that was obviously Ted Kennedy's major legislative forte on Capitol Hill. I actually had met Ted Kennedy twice in working on Capitol Hill. Once when I was an intern way back in 1996, I met him for a second when I was working as an intern in the U.S. Senate, and very, very, you know, nice guy. All the recollections of him as a really personable human being are very, very true. And the next time I met him was only a couple of years ago when I was working with the Progressive States Network with state legislators who were passing resolutions in their state legislatures against the Iraq War. And we did a press conference on Capitol Hill with some of those legislators and with Senator Kennedy. And, you know, it was really a neat thing to watch these state legislators who had come from all over the country meet him. And in the sense of, here you had a bunch of young legislators who were taking a stand in their own legislatures, many from states that it was not easy to oppose the war in. Places like Kansas, places like Maine, you know, not super liberal places. And the reverence that they had for Ted Kennedy, that these legislators had for Ted Kennedy, I think was really telling about what he has had become in the American mind, which was, love him or hate him, he was well respected for his, I think, for his principles. Obviously, he had some personal controversies over the course of his life, but both sides, you'll hear this, I guarantee you, for the next few days at least, both sides will talk about the enormous amount of respect that they had for him on his principles, a guy who fought the good fight. And I'll be clear, you know, it's not, he wasn't without fault. And I say that talking about his legislative career. He was not without his faults. Some people fault him for initially negotiating with the Bush administration in support of the No Child Left Behind bill. He later backed out of that because the bill was not properly funded. Some people fault him for initially negotiating with the Bush administration on the Medicare prescription drug bill. Again, though, he later pulled back on that. And, you know, I think it speaks to, I think his legislative behavior speaks to the idea that we should always be open to working with our potential ideological adversaries. There always tends to be or can be common ground, some form of common ground we can find, even on the most divisive issues. Healthcare, obviously one of the most divisive issues. So I always found it a little bit troubling to fault Kennedy for initially negotiating with the Bush administration on these issues, just because the Bush administration went ahead and screwed it up, you know, not funding the No Child Left Behind Act, not putting in the proper regulations in the Medicare prescription drug bill. Just because the Bush administration went and screwed it up doesn't mean Kennedy was at fault for trying to get the legislative ball rolling. You know, and the thing I think, when you hear all these memories about how after he ran for president in 1980, he was liberated, I think what that really means, or at least the way I interpret it, is that he felt more free to push legislation without looking and without concern for his own celebrity and his own ambition. I mean, he had that Senate seat for life. He was not going to run for president again. And there are very, very, very few legislators out there who can lay claim to the same kind of independence. And it's going to be really, really missed in this healthcare debate. It's going to be really, really missed. All right, with that, let's do our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
We'll do a national news update here. New York Times reports that a report shows tight CIA control on interrogations. The CIA's secret interrogation program operated under strict rules, and the rules were dictated from Washington with the painstaking, eye-glazing detail beloved by any bureaucracy. The first news reports this week about hundreds of pages of newly released documents from the CIA program focused on aberrations in the field. But the strong impression that emerges from the documents, many with long passages blacked out for secrecy, is by no means one of gung-ho operatives running wild. It's a portrait of overwhelming control exercised from Washington. control Bush administration officials say was intended to ensure the program was safe. Now, of course, the damning part of this is that this means that there's a good likelihood that the command and control of this was right at the highest of high levels, that the Bush administration is not going to be able to blame what happened on overzealous grunts on the ground. We'll see what happens out of that investigation. Healthcare. Nearly 8 in 10 Americans support a federal health insurance program for those who can't afford or can't get private insurance, but only 37% define, quote, public option correctly. The majority of people polled, 86%, say insurance should be available to everyone regardless of health history. The poll was conducted over the internet by Penn, Schoen, and Berland Associates. It was released in conjunction with an AARP forum at the Tattered Cover bookstore with Charlie Cook, publisher of The Cook Report. So, good news and bad news. 86% say they want a federal health insurance plan for those who can't afford or can't get private insurance. That basically describes the public option. But only 37% can actually define, quote, public option correctly. So there's good news and bad news. The better news, I think, and the more important news, is that people do continue to support the principle of a public option. Costs for employer-provided health plans, that is, not public option health plans, are expected to rise more than 10% in 12 months, 10% in a year, which workers may feel in their paychecks or through changes to their insurance coverage. A new survey of about 60 insurers across the country year found that insurers expect to pay out 10.5% more as well in claims costs this year. So this speaks to the idea that healthcare costs continue to be out of control. Denver Post reports, faced with a souring public mood on healthcare, Democrats and their supporters are launching a national grassroots push today to show lawmakers that the majority of Americans still support overhauling the system. A health insurance reform now bus will travel the country starting today and anchor events in 11 cities, including Denver. New York Times reports the nation's fiscal outlook is even bleaker than the government forecast earlier this year because the recession turned out to be deeper than widely expected. The budget offices of the White House and Congress agreed in separate updates on Tuesday. So the deficit expected through 2009 to total $9 trillion, nearly $2 trillion more than it was projected in February. This speaks, I think, for the need for tax reform. I know nobody wants to talk about that, but we need tax reform. As the healthcare debate focuses on whether the cost cuts are looming in Medicare coverage, Representative Henry Waxman of California is on a crusade to save Medicare billions of dollars in a way that he says would end up helping the elderly. That's because the money would come from the drug industry. Waxman looking to include drug price controls in the new healthcare bill. And our final story in the national news update, federal environmental officials investigating drinking water contamination near the ranching town of Pavilion, Wyoming, have found that at least three water wells contain a chemical used in the natural gas drilling process of hydraulic fracturing. Scientists also found traces of other contaminants, including oil, gas, or metal, in 11 of 39 wells tested there since March. The study is being conducted under the EPA's Superfund program, and it's the first time the EPA has undertaken its own water analysis. So big news in that there is now government evidence that fracking may be contaminating drinking water. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the news break, we'll do a Colorado news update. A lot of Colorado news out there. On the show today, I've got a really good show for you. 8 a.m., we're going to be joined by the author of that new Westward cover story on cuts to Colorado Medicaid programs and what those mean for you and for the community. 8:30, we'll be joined by lawyers, environmental lawyers, from Earth Justice and the Colorado Environmental Coalition about one natural gas company's stealth plan to supersede the orders preventing massive drilling on the Roan Plateau and the legal effort to try to stop it. It's a crazy story. You heard a lot about how we're going to stop drilling on the Rhone. Well, don't think that's necessarily the case. Documents uncovered by one natural gas company, from one natural gas company, suggest that's the exact opposite is going to happen. And then at 9, we're going to have Breckenridge Brewery in studio for a taste test to talk about what they're doing in their business. So stick around for that. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, we got no accidents on the freeways around town. That's a good thing compared to the rest of the last 2 weeks. We do have some stop and go, though, for you. Normal spots. Southbound 25, busy end-to-end. Let's start up north and North Glen. Speeds in the teens, 120th down to 84th. Again, after 58th Avenue. Southbound 225, also stop and go there from Parker Road down to 25. Also going to be busy for you. Northbounders there at the Parker Curve. On the turnpike, heavy traffic traveling westbound, Wadsworth to Flatiron Circle. Eastbounders tapping the brakes at Federal. One problem out there, just one. Traffic lights flashing red at Santa Fe and Iowa. Your forecast, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the low 80s. Current downtown temperature, 57 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Set yourself apart with Colorado Technical University's complimentary Career Connections event. They cover resume development, interviewing strategy.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Attention XL Energy Electric customers. Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate could be reduced at any time? Last year, the Solar Rewards rebate that allows you to save up to 60% on solar dropped by a full dollar overnight, raising the out-of-pocket cost of a solar power system by several thousand dollars. Don't let this happen to you. Call Independent Power Systems today to lock in the full rebate for 1 year. Locking in the rebate does not obligate you to buy, but will ensure that you'll receive the full discount if you do go solar. Other companies are charging up to $1,000 for this service. Independent Power Systems will lock in your rebate for free. And remember, Boulder County residents can still go solar for zero down and one annual payment using the Climate Smart Loan Program. But you must attend a workshop before September 1st. Don't miss this historic opportunity to save up to 60% on solar. Visit solarips.com/rebate or call 303-443-0115 for details.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school. And they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, Junior's OP tops, and Kids Danskin Now and Starter Shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Price is not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
911 303-991-9911 or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
Looking for a smart buy in a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
You're invited to the Chevy Open House. They've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to Chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes Corvette ZR1 at participating dealers only.
I had a father that was touched by stroke and sick for 7 years. We were able to get the very best in terms of health care because we were able to afford it. It would have bankrupted any average family in this nation. Any average family that is represented in this hall this afternoon, and the millions of people that you represent all over this nation of ours. I had a son that was touched by cancer. Extraordinary health bills that we were able to afford, and we received the very best. It would have obliterated and wiped out the savings of any family, mortgaged their savings, and mortgaged the education of their children into the future. 7 months in the hospital I was with a broken back, and receive the very best of health care. I've been able to receive it for myself and for my family. just like all of us are on the tip of the iceberg, way up high in the healthcare services. We've got the very best, all of us at the tip of the iceberg. But I want every delegate at this convention to understand that as long as I'm a vote, and as long as I have a voice in the United States Senate, it's going to be for that democratic platform plank that provides decent quality health care.
That was Senator Ted Kennedy from 1978 talking about health care. It's amazing how long the health care debate has been going on in this country. I mentioned a couple weeks ago that, and Tom Frank, my friend and the author of What's the Matter with Kansas, has a Wall Street Journal piece out today about how Harry Truman was the first Democratic leader to really talk seriously about national health care. All the way back in the 40s. And now with the death of Ted Kennedy last night, I think that effort to pass universal health care has hit a pretty serious obstacle. Let's hope the Democrats can turn this tragedy into an opportunity. I really hope that they can. All right, let's do a local news update now.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, the story we updated you on yesterday, the vandalization of the Colorado Democratic Party headquarters. One of two people suspected of shattering 11 windows at the state Democratic Party headquarters here in Denver has an arrest record and, weirdly enough, a history of helping Democratic political candidates, according to public records. Police said that at about 2:20 a.m., 24-year-old Maurice Schwenkler, now in custody, and an at-large accomplice took a hammer to the picture windows displaying posters touting President Obama and his health reform efforts. Early Tuesday, Democratic Party Chairwoman Pat Walk, who we had on this show yesterday, said the damage to her building in Denver's Art District was a consequence of, quote, an effort on the other side to stir up hate. She tempered her statement after Schwenkler's political history was revealed. Quote, what I've been saying is there's a lot of rhetoric out there from both sides of the spectrum. That's what's been disturbing to me. People are saying a lot of things not appropriate for civil discourse. So we'll probably be getting more information about the motive in that crime soon. Denver Post reports a nationwide index of home prices offered positive signs Tuesday, with prices increasing from May to June, though still trailing from a year ago. Meanwhile, Metro Denver continued to outperform many cities in the index, with prices rising in June for the fourth consecutive month. Go Denver. Area home prices rose 2.5% compared with May, but were down 3.6% compared with the same month a year ago. Quote, our market is picking up steam, but it's still pretty stratified between the lower to mid-range and the high end, said Gretchen Faber, a broker manager at Kentwood's Cherry Creek office. I think we'll know that we're seriously in recovery after we've made it through the winter. Boo, winter. Not a huge fan of winter. Although I do like to ski. Yesterday we talked to my brother, Jeff Sirota. He's a physician at the Veterans Administration and at Denver Health. Denver Health now in the news this morning. Denver Post reports that there's a reason Max Baucus, the senator from Montana, and a number of other senators can't stop ringing Dr. Patty Gabbo's cell phone. Though nearly half her patients are without health insurance, the chief executive of Denver Health has consistently kept her system's books in the black. The hospital has one of the lowest mortality rates in the nation, and 92% of the child patients are immunized. 61% of heart patients have high blood pressure under control, compared with 34% nationally. This is a public hospital, so a really shining example of success right here in Denver. Grand Junction Sentinel reports that more than 100 people Tuesday urged Governor Ritter to spare the Grand Junction Regional Center's skilled nursing facility, or at least call a special legislative session to examine other choices. One of them, a veteran of previous budget-cutting efforts, said families, staff members, and clients are in for a very long fight. Nine News reports, and you know, if you listen to this show, you know me, I can't stand stories of animal abuse. Nine News reports that the flyer says a horse owner needs help finding executioners. He wants people to come to his property and help gun down 24 horses. The Weld County Sheriff's Office says the flyer is being passed around the county by 64-year-old Trenton Parker. Parker, dealing with various regulatory issues, seems to be wanting to take it out on the horses. It's a pretty disturbing story up there on 9 News. Colorado Independent reports, at a public hearing held Monday by the U.S. Senate's Energy and Natural Resources Subcommittee on National Parks in Estes Park, panelists offered details on the profound changes the park and the state will experience in coming years as a result of global warming. Although the open hearing had been overshadowed in part by reports of the joint support for expanded nuclear power voiced by Senator Mark Udall, and we'll get to that in a second, panelists here painted a dramatic picture of the future of a colorful Colorado that might not be so bright. Head to the Colorado Independent for that story. Another disturbing story. Here's one pretty funny story from the Colorado Daily. GQ magazine ranks CU Boulder number 10 on America's douchiest colleges. The University of Colorado has earned yet another unwelcome ranking. GQ magazine awarded the Boulder campus the number 10 spot on its list of douchiest colleges. The Men's Style magazine published a list online Tuesday ranking University of Texas at number 23, Ohio State at 19, and filling out the top spot with four Ivy League schools. Brown University claimed the number one douchiest college in America. CU senior Mike Sweetenham said he doesn't think the magazine is too far off in its assumptions. Quote, I think the school's pretty douchey, he said. I call it more Chad. The people and their ideals is what makes it douchey. The magazine called CU, which in years past has landed high rankings for partying and pot smoking, quote, home of the kind bud douche, where people drive Priuses, own, quote, $400 Telemark skis you're not sure what to do with, bongs made from recycled Nalgene bottles, and have, quote, white guy dreads. The magazine's editors, in introducing the list, write, quote, the question isn't whether you're a douchebag when you go to college. We were all kind of douchebags when we went to college, if we're going to be honest about it. No, the question for America's youth is, what kind of douchebag do you aspire to be? Check it out on ColoradoDaily.com. And in our final local news story, the Denver Post reports that while John McCain, who was visiting Rocky Mountain National Park yesterday, long has supported nuclear power as part of a strategy to cut heat-trapping carbon emissions, Senator Mark Udall previously had hesitated. Yet Udall yesterday at the hearing said, quote, I agree with Senator McCain that nuclear power has to be part of the mix. It is clear that if we want to respond to climate change, nuclear power has to be part of the solution. Later in an interview, Udall said his support includes emphasis on safety by improving the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and issuance of mining permits. Udall also noted that a project to store nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain in Nevada, that's how you're supposed to say it, appears to be a, quote, dead project. At some point, he said, quote, you have to have a geologic depository that is safe. The Colorado Independent adds, Udall is a strong proponent of the state's new energy sector and is seen as a friend of the green movement in the state. His advancement of nuclear power, however, has alarmed environmentalists who see the risks posed by uranium mining and nuclear power plant construction as far outweighing any benefits to be derived from expanding the contemporary nuclear industry. Keith Hay, energy advocate for Denver-based Environment Colorado, has argued against the inclusion of nuclear power as part of any clean energy discussion. Hay told the Independent in May that there was, quote, a strong push by Southern Democrats to include nuclear and clean coal in the renewable energy standard being debated in Congress, but that environmentalists thought any such tack was misguided at best. Quote, anyone who has seen the front end of uranium mining for nuclear knows that it's in no way clean. That's your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to open up the phones to debate and discuss Mark Udall's fairly striking announcement yesterday in support of nuclear power as part of his push for a quote-unquote green energy and clean energy future. Do you think nuclear power is part of a clean and green energy solution as we look to deal with climate change? Do you think Udall is right? Or do you think he is betraying his environmental image, his environmental credentials that so many people voted for him on? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600 is the number. Is Mark Udall betraying his environmental image by coming out yesterday and taking a pretty strong stand in support of nuclear power as part of a clean and green energy future? It's a tough question. It's a controversial question. I'm curious to hear what you think. 303-713-7600. And if we can get the feed, we will go live to President Obama, who is expected to be speaking shortly about Ted Kennedy's death, live from his vacation in Martha's Vineyard. So if we get the feed on that, we will take it to you live. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still accident-free on the freeway systems around Denver right now. We do have the stop-and-go. If you're in Aurora, expected on both sides of 225 there at Parker Road. The northbound side, going to be sluggish for you from Parker to Mississippi. If you're southbounder, Parker all the way to 25. Speeds in the teens, maybe 20s there. Also seeing a lot of traffic westbound Turnpike, first from Sheridan to Church Ranch. And again, Wadsworth out to Flatiron Circle, so it's a pretty heavy drive out there. Eastbounder is also going to be heavy once you get closer to I-25 after Federal. Also stop and go, southbound I-25, 120th to 84th. Again, from 58th past Spear. Our lone accident, two cars involved on the ramp from Lincoln Avenue to northbound I-25. Forecast, warmer, drier, morning sunshine, becoming partly cloudy skies by afternoon. Isolated showers and thunderstorms also possible. Looking for our high around 83. Right now, 58 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 Minutes. CBS
News. Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager at Len Lyle Chevrolet. And due to the recent success of the Cash for Clunkers program, we are running out of pre-owned vehicles. We had to crush most of our recent trade-ins and must replenish our used car lot. Len Lyle Chevrolet will pay you 110% of book value or more, whether you buy a vehicle from us or not. We would love to sell you a new or used vehicle, and because of our low overhead, we can sell them for less. We don't have fancy showrooms. We just have the lowest prices. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LenLyleChevy.com.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Like low back pain that you treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Insured by Humana Insurance Company. All applications are subject to underwriting approval. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions may apply. Rates quoted are for a 39-year-old non-smoking male living in Chicago, Illinois. Rates vary by age, location, and benefits selected. According to CNN, over 2.5 million jobs were lost in 2008, with hundreds of thousands more layoffs already this year. Now more than ever, providing affordable health care is one of our most urgent issues. Humana understands understands your need for affordable health insurance. The Humana One plan has rates as low as $78 a month for individuals and gives you the coverage you need at an affordable price. You could get a flexible health insurance plan that includes prescription drug coverage and low copays with affordable monthly premiums. Call 888-294-2887 today for your free quote. It takes just minutes and there's no obligation. Humana has been one of the most trusted names in healthcare for over 40 years. Get the healthcare you deserve at a price you can afford. Call Humana today at 888-294-2887 for your free, no obligation quote. That's 888-294-2887. Again, 888-294-2887.
With welcome rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
So Hotels.com is telling me to sleep around.
Exactly. Stay at a boutique, a national chain, anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip and crack. When the chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And Elite Safelite Repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Repair.
740 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. What do you think is going to be the first right-winger to say something totally offensive about Ted Kennedy's death?
Who came on the air first this morning?
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously. I have a Twitter here. This is unconfirmed, but one of my Twitter followers and friends says Neil Bortz, the jackass Republican radio host down, I think, in Atlanta. He says, for the life of me, I can't think of anything good to say about the man. I guess that's not, I'm sure we're going to hear far worse than that from.
Yeah, you know, for some reason I'm on John Cornyn's press release.
So I'm sorry, that's too bad, man.
I know, but I've already got a release from his office this morning. And, it, you know, I mean, it seems like people that worked with him are sad. You know,
I'm I'm sure the senators will
whether
all say
whether you agreed with his politics or not, you know, whether you worked with him in the same, he was there for 46 years, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you probably got to know the guy personally and liked him. So John Cornyn is deeply saddened by the news.
No, I think we're going to hear something terrible from
Rush,
Glenn Beck, Rush, in order to try to make headlines. Absolutely.
It's just a matter of time, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is just a matter of time. The topic of the this first hour here, feel free to weigh in on what you think, how you think Ted Kennedy's death will or will not affect the health care debate in this country. There's going to be a lot of talk about whether that is the case, whether that's not the case. 303-713-7600. And then if you want to weigh in on Mark Udall making some headlines yesterday up at Rocky Mountain National Park, coming out in strong support of nuclear power as part of a clean and green energy future. Some people saying that that betrays his environmental image. Some people saying that nuclear power shouldn't be part of any clean energy future. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. So it's Kennedy and Udall in this first hour. 303-713-7600. We'll go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, I feel saddened that we lost another American icon. I every time we lose one of these icons, I'm like, it makes me worried, you know, who's running the ship. I know that the Kennedys really throwing their hat in the ring for Obama really motivated me to vote for him. And I think part of Kennedy's legacy is on Obama's shoulders. You know, he told us, Kennedy, that Obama was the guy to lead us through this healthcare mess, and that he was, you know, had the leadership qualities necessary. And I think Obama coming up short is going to reflect badly on Kennedy's legacy.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think you're wise to remind us that Kennedy's endorsement of Obama was pivotal in Obama being elected president, particularly pivotal in that Democratic primary. It was billed as a huge thing, and rightly so. And Ted Kennedy staked much of that endorsement on who he thought would be best able to deliver on the priorities that Ted Kennedy is known for and had been fighting for. And so I do think that you're right, that the death of Ted Kennedy puts increased pressure on the president to make health care a reality. The problem, of course, is that without Ted Kennedy in the Senate, it will be harder to make that reality happen in terms of legislation. I mean, Ted Kennedy was a lot of things, and one of them was a person who knew how to get things through that really, really dysfunctional institution.
Well, I just wanted to make one comment. I've heard all these beautiful speeches from Ted Kennedy. They ran one just a short time ago but you know what? If nothing gets accomplished, it's all rhetoric. It means nothing. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're going to hear, and people should be listening for this, right? You're going to hear a lot of folks, both conservative Democrats and Republicans, talking about how Ted Kennedy, they really respected him, and they respected his legacy, and they respected what he fought for.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have to watch to see whether they really respected him and really want to honor his memory, or are just saying that in the aftermath of his death. I mean, the way to honor Ted Kennedy is to honor what he fought for. And I'm sure that's exactly what he would say. And he's basically alluded to that in the weeks and months preceding his death. And,
right.
And you know, the question will be how much, as you said, how much of this is rhetoric and how much of this is real?
Right. Well, I got to tell you that Obama was the first president I ever voted for.
Is that right?
Yes.
I mean, had you just not voted before?
I had not voted before, and I think, you know, the health care issue is what really brought me into actually being motivated to vote for Obama. And I know it was. And when I've seen the Kennedy, not only Ted, but his niece step up to the podium and say, "This is the guy," I just said, "I got to be a part of this."
Yeah, and I'm curious for other listeners out there if that was decisive in your vote. You know, you never really know. The media creates a lot of these narratives, and you never really know. But I'd be curious to hear from the audience to see who out there was really swayed by the Kennedy endorsement for Obama, who out there, and in fact, I'd love to hear from as well Kennedy voters for president in 1980. You know, Kennedy's presidential campaign in 1980 was, he obviously didn't succeed in that Democratic primary, but it was arguably as important to the core Democratic wing of the Democratic Party as the Goldwater campaign was to the quote-unquote Republican wing of the Republican Party in 1964. I mean, when I worked in politics, I was always running into, when I worked on Capitol Hill, people who had known each other, who had first gotten their first political experience, either in the McGovern campaign of 1972 or in the Kennedy campaign of 1980. And I'm sure that was a huge part of his legacy. Hey, Steve, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
747 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're waiting for that Obama statement to start. If and when it actually happens, we will go live to it. Kind of an open couple minutes here before, in the 8 a.m. hour, we get to Melanie Asmar. She's going to be author of the new Westward cover story called On the Outside, about Medicaid cuts here in Colorado. That's at 8. At 8:30, we'll hear from two Colorado environmental attorneys and the scoop that they have. They've got a big scoop here, folks. They've dug up documents showing that one major oil and gas company is looking to circumvent the ban and the regulations to prevent massive drilling on the Rhone Plateau. And they're going to be with us to discuss their lawsuit that they are filing against the Bureau of Land Management to stop that. Originally the Bush Bureau of Land Management, now the Obama Bureau of Land Management. It's a pretty crazy story. And then at 9, we'll have in-studio Breckenridge Brewery for a taste test and a discussion with them about how their business is going in this recession. In the meantime, feel free to weigh in on Mark Udall's announcement yesterday, whether you think he was right to come out in pretty strong support of nuclear power as part of the clean and green energy future. Do you support nuclear power, or are you opposed to it? And feel free to weigh in on the tragic death of Ted Kennedy. What Ted Kennedy meant to you? What do you think Ted Kennedy's death means for the healthcare fight? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We do have a new accident southbound I-25. Several cars involved here. It's southbound side 25 near I-70. Seeing delays all the way back to Interstate 76, so that's just going to build for us as well. Might want to get off and look for an alternate into downtown. Also going to be heavy up in Northland, 120th down to 84th. Both northbounders and southbounders hitting the brakes at Parker Road on 225 in Aurora. If you're traveling northbound, going to end at about Mississippi. Southbounders, not till you get to the Tech Center where 225 ends. A lot of traffic on westbound 36 as well. Sheridan to Flatiron Circle. Also got a two-vehicle accident on the ramp from Lincoln Avenue to northbound I-25. Forecast warmer and drier. Got some morning sunshine that will become partly cloudy this afternoon. Isolated showers, thunderstorms also possible later on. We expect a high around 83 degrees. Right now, 58 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
For a free storm damage inspection, call the local roofing company you know and trust. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Call Colorado Roofing. Go to coloradoroofing.com. That's coloradoroofing.com.
7:51, now's the time we talk to Presidential Brokerage and the team over there. 303-694-1600 is the number, 303-694-1600. On the line with us, Mike Spear. And Mike told us earlier this week about a lot of economic news coming out. Mike, what is the reaction from the markets?
Well, the markets are down a little bit today, David, although not down big, but they are slightly negative after we've had a real nice run. The Dow is down 46 points. The NASDAQ Composite's off about 7. The S&P is down 5 3/4. And the Russell's down about 2 3/4. Durable goods orders, the top number looked okay, up 4.9%. That'd be the largest gain in durable goods orders since July of 07. However, if you strip out aircraft and some defense stuff, durable goods orders were down 0.3%. Now, we're also going to get new home sales for the month of July in the next couple of minutes here. So that most certainly will have an effect on the market, David, and the markets are negative right now, which really, I think, takes us to the next point, and that is don't go to sleep at the switch because the market's had a run here. If you got whacked in that last run down, you're still in the same stuff, you're real subject to that happening again. So prepare for the worst. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Call us at Presidential Brokerage, and we'll help you with that.
And the number again is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. I couldn't agree more. The economy seems like it's bouncing back, but you can't just rely on that. You need to be watching your money. 303-694-1600. Give Mike and his team at Presidential Brokerage a call. Mike, talk to you tomorrow, man.
All right, David, thank you.
Performance once was about being responsive, but performance now is also about being responsible, as in driving a remarkably fuel-efficient BMW. Hurry into the BMW Greener Days sales event, where being green is exhilarating, with models that get up to 36 miles per gallon, And with savings like a $4,500 eco credit on the purchase of an advanced diesel model and other limited time offers, you'll save some of your own green as well. Test drive any of the BMW lineup, knowing they're part of the most fuel-efficient luxury fleet in America and come with an unmatched, no-cost maintenance plan that can save you thousands. But when it comes to the environment and this special event, time is precious. So come in today. Most fuel-efficient fleet based on highway mileage EPA comparisons. For ultimate service details, call 1-888-311-4BMW.
Now through August 31st, lease a BMW 328i for only $349 a month. Visit your local BMW center today or go to frontrangebmw.com/finance for details.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and craving and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
You're invited to the Chevy Open House. They've made it easy to get into a new Chevy with low, straightforward pricing on remaining 08 and 09 models. It's simple. The price on the tag is the price you pay. Go to chevy.com/openhouse for details. Excludes Corvette CR1 at participating dealers only.
.755 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marv, and we're talking about a bunch of different things. Mark Udall makes an announcement yesterday reiterating his support for nuclear energy. What do you think about that? It's a controversial subject. Do you think nuclear energy is part of our green and clean energy future? The death of Ted Kennedy, obviously. What do you think that's going to do to the healthcare debate? Why do you think Ted Kennedy was such a hero? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
Couple things. First of all, as far as Ted goes, I'm going to be deeply missed by a lot of us, and I think by the whole country. Also, as far as to answer your question, he had nothing to do with my choice for voting for Obama. I voted for Obama by default. I think between he and Clinton, he was more capable of doing the job and getting stuff done just because of what a target Hillary had become. Don't know if that was still the truth, but that was it then. And then regarding Udall, the guy's a dino, man. I mean, there is nothing clean about nuclear energy. You have to mine for uranium. That is not a clean process. And trust me, when you're done with that, you have that spent fuel, and I dealt a lot of times in my career with that stuff, with finding we've found ways to, quote-unquote, contain it temporarily, and that's it. These big trucks with huge containers going down the highway you see, going down in New Mexico, they're just landing those things in a salt bed.
That's the criticism of nuclear energy, is that it's not clean. And it's certainly not green at all. The other side would say, well, you know, we can't make the perfect the enemy of the good. I tend to agree that nuclear energy is not optimal, certainly not optimal enough to be championed by a senator from Colorado who has made his image as an environmentalist. So I agree with you there. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Mick. Mick in Denver, you got about 30 seconds.
Great, thanks, David. I just wanted to call because, number one, I agree with you on nuclear energy there. To a fault, it is not the best way to go. A lot of question marks there. But I called about Ted Kennedy. I know I probably got about 15 seconds or so. I'll just tell you, I met him back in 1978 up in Boston at Fenway Park. And the amount of time that he gave me to relate a story to him, when I was very, very young, I met John, and I told him basically it was almost like a fairy tale type story for a young kid in elementary school to meet his brother. He was larger than life.
Oh, absolutely. And when I met Ted Kennedy, it was really, for me, it was like a fairy tale meeting a hero as well. That's the legacy of Ted Kennedy. All right, up next, we'll talk about Medicaid cuts here in Colorado. Stick around.
So
police marriage.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at doublemyspeed.com. That's doublemyspeed.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. President Obama, speaking moments ago on Martha's Vineyard, paid tribute to the late Senator Edward Kennedy.
Over the past several years, I've had the honor to call Teddy a colleague, a counselor, and a friend. And even though we have known this day was coming for some time now, we awaited it with no small amount of dread.
I love this country. I believe in the bright light of hope and possibility.
Senator Kennedy died early today at the age of 77.
I'm Peter Mayer on Martha's Vineyard. The Obama-Kennedy story is a story of two political generations. Barack Obama was born just a year before Ted Kennedy first came to the Senate in November of 1962. With Kennedy's endorsement, Mr. Obama's election in many ways fulfilled the dreams of civil rights proponents like the senator. It is sadly ironic that the president was here in Kennedy's home state, in fact, just across the water from the senator's beloved Hyannisport, when word came of Kennedy's death.
Tributes have been flooding in from the political high and mighty in this country and around the world, as well as from the man on the street in Hyannisport.
I feel that a great dynasty has basically come to an end, and that he was really a great man.
Political analyst Larry Sabato says Kennedy had a quality that's in short supply in today's Washington.
He was much beloved by many conservative Republicans in the Senate. They liked him personally, and they enjoyed dealing with him because he was able to compromise in a way that, unfortunately, many ideologues on left and right cannot.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer.
Ted Kennedy was from a different age. He was from a different Senate, and that's why we'll never see anybody quite like him again. He came from the age when the Senate floor was trod by giants, when people got elected to the Senate for more than just their ability to be able to raise large sums of money.
In other news, the government is reporting a nearly 5% jump in orders for big-ticket durable goods, the biggest in 2 years. Economist Stuart Hoffman.
What I would draw from this is that the sharp decline in manufacturing that we saw for the last year probably came to an end in June, and we're beginning the first step upward in the month of July, and the trend looks like it's now going to be up rather than down.
And this is just in. Home sales were up almost 10% in July. Dom Santos, a builder in Port St. Lucie, Florida, says business has been picking up for him.
I'm seeing a slightly better environment for new home construction over the last couple of months.
CBS's Vicki Barker tells us the government's economic stimulus program is getting more bang for the buck.
It's the silver lining to that recessionary cloud. The slump in the construction industry means those federal stimulus dollars will pay for hundreds of additional infrastructure projects this year. Among other things, USA Today says the freed-up funding will go into an extra 52 road and bridge projects in Pennsylvania, new train cars for Oregon's Amtrak trains, and improved airport security.
The Dow's down 18. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm the superintendent of a school district. Last week, we added Aflac to our employee benefits package. With Aflac, we're headed to the top of the class. It helps us attract and retain employees, and it's available at no direct cost to the district. Getting started is as easy as...
Aflac!
He's so gifted.
For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to AflacForBusiness.com. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac, we've got you under our wing.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit visa.com/gobiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado Democratic Party Chair Pat Walk paying tribute to Senator Ted Kennedy this morning.
He was a man of privilege who cared deeply for those who did not have those same privileges.
Kennedy died last night of brain cancer at his home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. CSU's reporting its first case of probable swine flu. The student lives off campus. CSU officials expect cases to mount after fall classes began on Monday. More hunters will be looking for black bear in the high country this fall, as wildlife managers have increased the number of bear licenses by 45. Last year, hunters shot 39 bears during the season, 15 of which were in the Roaring Fork Valley, with an aggressive bear population this summer. And the Rockies' Troy Tulowitzki brings home a victory in the bottom of the 10th.
The first pitch, line drive, base hit, left center field. Home comes Stewart. And the Rockies are two behind the Dodgers.
Brad Hopp and Clint Barmas homered to help the Rockies win that game 5-4. They'll go again tonight at Coors Field against the Dodgers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where all of a sudden the Denver Drive's starting to get busy. We've got a multi-vehicle crash. This is on the southbound side of I-25, right around I-70. Now checking on those CDOT cameras, it's off to the left shoulder and got a couple flatbeds on scene, but everybody's checking it out, so you're going to find some delays as you're trying to get downtown. Southbound 225 Dragon approaching Parker Road up towards I-25. Speeds are going to dip into the teens in spots. C-470 on the west side also very slow on that approach to Quincy, so you're making your way along the foothills. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 80s today. Currently, it's already 65. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
98 motorcycle riders were killed in Colorado last year. One-third of those crashes involved alcohol. Don't be this year's statistic. Ride free, ride farther, ride sober. Learn more at comotorcyclesafety.com. That's comotorcyclesafety.com.
Do you wait for...
It's football season! Well, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver. BBQDenver. BBQDenver.com.
Visit championsonfox.com. The UEFA Champions League. Today on Fox Soccer Channel. Live it here.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
...807 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on Wednesday. Worst day of the week. Maybe I shouldn't say it's the worst day of the week. It's the hardest day of the week. I think it's even harder than Monday. Maybe it's because my column deadline is at the end of the day.
It's a good drinking day.
The night is a good drinking night. Not the day. Although we're gonna be drinking
at 9 o'clock.
I know we got Breckenridge Brewery in at 9 a.m. So I guess I'll have to put that that corollary on hold. We can drink. We'll be drinking, having a little bit to drink. Just a little bit at 9 a.m. Stick around for that.
Tasting, right?
A tasting. A beer tasting at 9 a.m. in studio. We'll talk to Breckenridge Brewery. They'll be in studio. And at 8:30, we're going to have two lawyers from major environmental groups here in Colorado on the line to tell us about a story you may not have heard about. One major oil and gas company planning to try to circumvent all the calls to prevent drilling on the Rhone Plateau and the legal fight to try to stop them. 3,200 wells potentially on the Rhone Plateau. It's going to be a huge issue here in Colorado. We've got the lawyers who have the scoop on that story at 8:30. But first, here in the 8 a.m. hour. We have on the line with us Melanie Asmar. She's here to talk about her cover story in Westward this week called On the Outside, Colorado's New Medicaid Funding Plan Will Leave Many Disabled Adults with Only Part of the Money They Need. That's the cover story in this week's Westward. Melanie Asmar on the line. She is now a reporter with the Colorado Daily. Melanie, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
So this story is a complex story that traces not just the human side of what the Medicaid reforms mean, but actually how these Medicaid reforms happened. If you can, just give us that story in a nutshell. What has been changed in Colorado's Medicaid system? How did those changes happen? Why did they happen? And then what do they really mean on that human level?
Sure. Well, there's basically a system in Colorado where adults with disabilities who live at home can get Medicaid funding for services. And the program has been around for a couple decades. And in 2004, there was an audit by the feds, by the Federal Medicaid, Bureau. And they found that Colorado, there were some problems with Colorado's system. There wasn't enough financial accountability, and they couldn't really track the dollars as well as they would have liked. Colorado wasn't tracking the money as well as the feds would have liked. So they asked Colorado to come up with a better system, and the system that Colorado came up with is pretty rigid, or it was very flexible, and I guess sort of because it's so rigid, folks are basically going to face losing money. Like individual adults with disabilities will probably get less money for services than they have in the past.
So folks who were previously getting some of these benefits, they will most of them will probably still get some benefits, but those benefits will be effectively reduced.
Yeah, basically there's these agencies that kind of manage the benefits, and before they had the flexibility to play around with this big pot of money. And now they basically don't have that flexibility, and all of the benefits have to be sort of identified ahead of time, which kind of, they would say puts them in a box. And basically, when they lose that flexibility, they lose the ability to, give people sort of all the stuff they were getting before, and now they, it all has to be identified ahead of time, and there's more paperwork and less benefits, likely.
We're talking to Melanie Asmar. Her new cover story in this week's Westward, On the Outside, Colorado's New Medicaid Funding Plan and How It Will Leave Many Disabled Adults with Only Part of the Money They Need. Roughly how many people does this affect, and how many families does it affect?
Well, there's 3,800 people in the program that provides benefits to adults living at home. And there isn't an official tally of how many folks are going to lose money. Sort of anecdotally, what we're hearing is that most will lose money.
Most people in the program will lose money.
That's what we're hearing anecdotally, although I think with these kinds of stories, you tend to hear from the people who are angry about it more often than the people who are pleased.
So right. Tell
it's
us,
kind of hard to know.
Tell us, give us an example of a typical person, what they will have to deal with now. I mean, what does this mean in real terms, in the sense of an example of somebody who was getting a certain amount of money, relying on that amount of money, and then will now face a major obstacle because of these reforms? What does this look like in the really individual sense?
Sure. Well, one of the people in the story is a man named Sean Wenlock, and he's 29, and he is both deaf and blind. And I guess prior to these changes, he was receiving about $35,000 a year, which was the cap of what people could receive. And that paid for basically a caregiver to kind of do activities with Sean 5 days a week. They would go out to lunch, go to a nearby park, and then go swimming for like three and a half hours every day. And because of Sean's disability, he really needs physical exercise, or he gets really frustrated, and he can act out that frustration, you know, by hurting himself, hurting those around him, you know, sort of not on purpose, but, you know, he acts out his frustration sort of physically. And so he, his parents say he really needs that interaction, you know, to be able to kind of, you know, be the best he can be. And the new funding gives him about half of the money he was getting before. And so he will only be able to have that caregiver 2 days a week, probably, instead of five. So the other 3 days a week, he'll just be at home with his mother, probably frustrated, probably acting out. And his parents are really worried about what that means in terms of their ability to care for him long term.
We're talking to Melanie Asmar, her new cover story in Westward this week, On the Outside, Colorado's new Medicaid funding plan on how it will leave many disabled adults with only part of the money they need. Just check it out at www.westward.com. It's a great story. My last question for you is, what is the role of state officials in this? Governor Ritter, other members of the Ritter administration, what has been their role in this? Do they have any flexibility themselves to improve upon this? And if they do, why haven't they done so?
Well, I think state officials, you know, were sort of in a tight spot. You know, they were told by the feds that they had to do something. And, you know, they formed a committee and came up with this plan kind of over several years. And I think maybe didn't, until it was implemented, didn't really know all of the consequences and didn't really foresee that it was going to cause people to lose all this money because the system is so complicated. And so now basically their plan has been approved by the feds, and I guess it is possible to revise it, but they basically have to wait until they get you know, kind of hard data about how many people are losing money, how much they're losing, and kind of come up with some specific revisions. So basically, I mean, they just kind of have to wait and see, and it could take, you know, quite a while for them to be able to gather all that information. And, you know, parents and people with disabilities are worried about what's going to happen in the meantime.
Melanie Asmar, her new story in Westward, On the Outside, Colorado's new Medicaid funding plan and how it will leave many disabled adults with only part of the money they need. It's a very, very in-depth story. I suggest everybody check it out, www.westward.com. It's a good look at the complexities of our social safety net, and really, in many ways, our deteriorating social safety net. And I really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Again, that was Melanie Asmar, her new story, On the Outside, Colorado's new Medicaid funding plan and how it will leave many disabled adults with only part of the money they need. Find it at www.westward.com. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. After the break, we'll do a local and national news update, filling you in on the latest stories on the wire. Big story locally, at least to my mind. Colorado's CU Boulder named one of the douchiest colleges in America by a national magazine.
Isn't that great?
It's hilarious.
No, you know, I'll probably get a lot of trouble for this, but I've never really been a big fan of CU.
You're going to get in trouble for saying that, dude.
I know. Well, I'm a CSU guy.
Oh, well, that's okay.
But I didn't go to CSU.
Okay.
So when the Rams and the Buffs play, I always cheer for the Rams.
You're allowed to be for that.
I
but come on,
little,
where's state pride?
Where I went to a little teeny college down in southwestern Colorado called Fort Loser. No, it's Fort Lewis College. Great college. I think everybody should go to school.
Well, that didn't make the list of the top douchiest colleges in America.
One of the coolest colleges in America.
And we'll have a more serious news update as well about a new poll on health care. Showing both good, actually really good news on the public option and some fairly bad news on the public option. Locally, Mark Udall making some very, very controversial statements on nuclear energy. So stick around for a local and national news update after the break. And then at 8:30, we will have two Colorado environmental lawyers on a big scoop of a oil and gas company trying to circumvent the efforts to stop massive drilling on the Rhone Plateau. We'll have that scoop at 8:30. But first, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, we had a high-speed chase on C-470. Ended up in an accident. Now we got ongoing investigations in the median of C-470 near Quincy. So both westbounders and eastbounders are going to really slow down as they come across this. But, again, it's sitting there in the median of C-470. They will continue this investigation. Expect some pretty lengthy delays. Back around downtown Denver, got a crash southbound I-25 on near I-70, sitting on the left-hand shoulder. Delays, speeds in the teens all the way back to Interstate 76. Also, stop-and-go southbound 225 from Parker Road to 25. Northbounders also hitting snags there up to Mississippi. And southbound 25 also heavy 120th to 84th up in North Glen. Forecast, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the low to mid-80s. Our current downtown temperature is 62 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Stop by your local Lincoln Mercury dealer and test drive the latest in technology and luxury and learn why Lincoln.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Give yourself and the people you love TLC. Tender Loving Caltrate. Use as directed.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday, he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip and crack. When the chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And Elite Safelite Repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
Why do you make it sound like it's a dictatorship?
Universal health care is needed.
People who want to keep things the way they are.
And no great boogeymen out there that just aren't real.
And really, I think everybody's opinion counts.
your thoughts. Have a voice on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. After our next break, we'll have two lawyers on the phone, environmental lawyers. One from Earth Justice and also the executive director of the Colorado Environmental Coalition talking about to give us an update on an effort by a major oil and gas company to try to circumvent the efforts to stop massive drilling on the Rhone Plateau. They've uncovered some documents from that company about its plans. So stick around for that. And then in the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to have Breckenridge Brewery in studio for a beer tasting and a discussion of how their business is doing in this economy. But first, let's do a news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Obviously, along with the Ted Kennedy death last night, memorial statements and honors are rolling in from across the political spectrum. President Obama just addressing, issuing himself a statement from his vacation in Martha's Vineyard. Other news under the radar. New York Times report the Central Intelligence Agency's secret interrogation program operated under strict rules, and the rules were dictated from Washington with the painstaking, eye-glazing detail beloved by any bureaucracy. The story details how, far from the program being administered by overzealous CIA grunts, the program was probably commanded and controlled from Washington. Of course, the political implications of this are the fact that the Bush administration officials may be directly culpable. This is why you see Vice President Cheney out there trying to prevent any kind of investigation from happening, precisely because of stories like this that suggest that the command and control for the program was administered in Washington at the highest levels. Healthcare, new poll, nearly 8 in 10 Americans support a federal health insurance plan for those who can't afford or can't get private insurance. That is really good news for the public option. Bad news for the public option is only 37% define, quote, public option correctly, according to the poll. So, essentially, you've got the poll showing effective support for the public option, but people can't really define what a public option is. Also on healthcare, costs for employer-provided health plans are expected to rise more than 10% in 12 months, which workers may feel in their paychecks or through changes to their insurance coverage. 10% in 12 months. That's the challenge that we face right now. And that comes from a survey of about 60 insurers across the country. And on average, insurers say they expect to pay out 10% more in claims costs in the next year. So this is a good example of the challenge we face on healthcare. Denver Post reports that faced with a souring public mood on healthcare reform, Democrats and their supporters are launching a national grassroots push today to show lawmakers that the majority of Americans still support overhauling the system. A health insurance reform now bus will travel the country starting today and anchor events in 11 cities, including Denver. New York Times reports that the nation's fiscal outlook is even bleaker than the government forecast earlier this year because of the recession and how the recession turned out to be deeper than widely expected. The Obama administration's Office of Management and Budget raised its 10-year tally of deficits expected through 2019 to $9 trillion, nearly $2 trillion more than it projected in February. That would represent 5% of the economy's estimated gross domestic product for the decade, a higher level than is generally considered healthy. And it all traces back to the economy. As the healthcare debate focuses on whether to cut costs and how to cut costs in Medicare, Representative Henry Waxman of California is on a crusade to save Medicare billions of dollars in a way that he says would end up helping the elderly. That's because the money would come from the drug industry, which is why Mr. Waxman may have a fight on his hand. Drug makers contend they have already worked out a 10-year, $80 billion cost savings deal with the White House and crucial Senate gatekeepers. The industry says that trying to add Mr. Waxman's provisions could scuttle the agreement. At issue is a multi-billion dollar windfall that Waxman contends the drug industry received when drug benefits were added to Medicare in 2006. Waxman is trying to tamp down the costs, in part by allowing the government to negotiate drug prices in bulk with those drug companies, an idea that seems simple enough, but that was, of course, blocked in that original Medicare prescription drug bill. ProPublica, the investigative journalism outfit, today reports that federal environmental officials investigating drinking water contamination near the ranching town of Pavilion, Wyoming, have found that at least three water wells contain a chemical used in the natural gas drilling process of hydraulic fracturing. Scientists also found traces of other contaminants, including oil, gas, or metals, in 11 of 13 wells tested there since March. The study is being conducted under the Environmental Protection Agency's Superfund program, and it's the first time the EPA has undertaken its own water analysis in response to complaints of contamination in drilling areas. So this is the first government-authorized, government-validated study about water contamination from hydraulic fracturing. We'll be talking after the break about natural gas drilling, which, of course, involves major fracking. Local news. Denver Post reports that one of two people suspected of shattering 11 windows Tuesday morning at the state Democratic Party headquarters has an arrest record and a history, strangely enough, of helping Democratic political candidates, according to public records. Police said that at about 2:20 a.m. Tuesday morning, 24-year-old Marie Schwenkler, now in custody, and an at-large accomplice took a hammer to the picture windows displaying posters touting President Barack Obama and his health reform efforts. Some good local economic news. A nationwide index of home prices offered positive signs Tuesday, with prices increasing from May to June, though still trailing from a year ago. Meanwhile, Metro Denver continued to outperform many cities in the index, with prices rising in June for the fourth consecutive month. Area home prices rose 2.5%. compared with May, but we're down 3.6% compared with the same month, according to the S&P's Home Price Index. So some pretty good news there. We talked yesterday with my brother, Jeff Sirota, who's a physician at Denver Health. Denver Health now in the news, in the Denver Post, the hospital has one of the lowest mortality rates in the nation, and 92% of the child patients are immunized. 61% of heart patients have high blood pressure under control, compared with 34% nationally. Denver Health being looked at as a national model, and of course it is a public hospital. So we have one major healthcare example, at least one, right here in Denver. We've talked about the other example in Grand Junction, examples that are potentially going to be a model for reform nationally. Grand Junction Sentinel reports that more than 100 people Tuesday urged Governor Bill Ritter to spare the Grand Junction Regional Center's skilled nursing facility, or at least call a special legislative session to examine other choices. So local pressure on Governor Ritter to back off some of his controversial budget cuts. Nine News reports the flyer says a horse owner needs help finding executioners. He wants people to come to his property and help gun down 24 horses. The Weld County Sheriff's Office says the flyer is being passed around the county by 64-year-old Trenton Parker. Gross story of animal mistreatment, in my estimation. Public hearing earlier this week at Estes Park of the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee made some controversial news as Mark Udall, the senator from Colorado, came out in fairly strong support of nuclear energy, seeming to contradict at least his image as a clean and green environmentalist. It's a controversial position. Nuclear energy, of course, a controversial topic. And the final item in our news update, the University of Colorado has earned yet another unwelcome ranking, according to the Colorado Daily. GQ magazine awarded the Boulder campus the number 10 spot on its list of, quote, America's 25 douchiest colleges, said CU senior Mike Sweetenham. I think the school's pretty douchey. I call it more Chad. The people and their ideals is what makes it douchey. So, another honor for CU Boulder. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to talk to Mike Freeman of Earth Justice and Elise Jones of the Colorado Environmental Coalition to give us the lowdown on a plan by an oil and gas company to try to circumvent the opposition to drilling on the Rhone Plateau. They've uncovered some documents from that oil and gas company. It says it's planning to open up to 3,200 wells on top of the Rhone Plateau. It's a big scoop, and there's going to be a court case about it. We'll get the lowdown on that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still working this accident, an ongoing investigation on C-470 near Quincy. It's sitting there in the median, affecting both westbounders and eastbounders. Westbound side, jams go all the way back past Kipling. So that's a definite spot you want to avoid this morning. Also got some stop-and-go conditions, southbound 225, Park Road to 25. And if you're on I-25 this morning, southbound side really heavy, 120th to 84th, again from I-76 past Spear. They just cleaned up that multi-vehicle accident, so things moving a little better through there now as well. New accident on the surface streets, two cars involved, Monaco and Mississippi. Forecast, warmer and drier, morning sunshine becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, isolated showers and possible thunderstorms as well, looking for a high around 83 degrees, right now 62 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The summer heat with low Walmart prices on everyone's favorite brands of ice cream. 56-ounce Blue Bunny Premium Ice Cream for $2.50, 24-ounce Hershey's Chocolate Syrup for $1.68, and 16-ounce Keebler Sandy's Cookies for $2.50. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. At Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, Coors Field Solar Experts.
Their money, which they think you happen to be holding. You can't do this by yourself. I've been a lawyer for almost 30 years. I wouldn't dream of calling the IRS on my own. Mike and Brian, Tax Resolution Services, are the best at what they do. They'll handle your case on your behalf. They've been doing it successfully for years. Call them at 1-800-755-9602. 1-800-755-9602. That's 1-800-755-9602.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. At Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
Insured by Humana Insurance Company. All applications are subject to underwriting approval. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions may apply. Rates quoted are for a 39-year-old non-smoking male living in Chicago, Illinois. Rates vary by age, location, and benefits selected. According to CNN, over 2.5 million jobs were lost in 2008, with hundreds of thousands more layoffs already this year. Now more than ever, providing affordable health care is one of our most urgent issues. Humana understands your need for affordable health insurance. The Humana One plan has rates as low as $78 a month for individuals and gives you the coverage you need at an affordable price. You could get a flexible health insurance plan that includes prescription drug coverage and low copays with affordable monthly premiums. Call 888-294-2887 today for your free quote. It takes just minutes and there's no obligation. Humana has been one of the most trusted names in healthcare for over 40 years. Get the healthcare you deserve at a price you can afford. Call Humana today at 888-294-2887 for your free no obligation quote. That's 888-294-2887. Again, 888-294-2887.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems. As a member of the Tom Martino referral list, let the chaps at Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for $79. Only $79 to see if your sewer is spot on and root free. You'll thank those blokes with every sweet flush. So before you purchase your new home, call 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. It's going up into the 80s today. Rain in the forecast, although the forecast then gets pretty clear, at least on my computer, through Monday. And I'm going up to Estes Park this weekend. Never been up there. Using a wedding gift. Pretty psyched about it. Pretty psyched to be in the great outdoors. And speaking of the great outdoors, on the line now we have Mike Freeman, a staff attorney with Earth Justice, and Elise Jones is the executive director of the Colorado Environmental Coalition. To talk about the Rhone Plateau, we hear a lot about this in Colorado News. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar could deem nearly 55,000 acres of Bureau of Land Management oil and gas leases on the Rhone Plateau illegal and invalidate them. Last week, Salazar ruled that out in an interview with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, saying the leases sold in a record-setting auction last year that netted $114 million were too far along to withdraw. And now there's the question about whether the Bureau of Land Management did enough analysis of the potential impacts of its proposed drilling plan, which calls for nearly 1,600 wells from nearly 200 pads over the next 20 years. The controversy comes from a Bill Barrett Corporation plan to drill up to 3,200 wells atop the Rhone. The Grand Junction Sentinel reporting that Bill Barrett plans to drill up to 3,200 wells atop the Rhone, 15 times the projection the Bureau of Land Management used in analyzing the impacts of oil and gas development there. Mike and Elise, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, so the Bureau, as I understand it, the Bureau of Land Management bases its rulings and its decisions on this estimate of somewhere around 200 pads on the Rhone Plateau, 200 drilling pads on the Rhone Plateau. And now we've uncovered evidence that Bill Barrett Corporation, an oil and gas drilling company, is actually aiming or projecting up to 3,200 wells atop the Rhone Plateau. Explain to us the legal mechanism that you are hoping to use to halt what would ultimately be, with 3,200 wells, would ultimately be a pretty serious takeover of the Rhone Plateau by the drilling industry.
Sure. Our claims are really based on federal environmental law, and the law requires that the Bureau of Land Management, before it approves a drilling project like this, has to analyze the damage that the drilling will cause to the Rhone Plateau and consider alternatives that could minimize that damage or reduce it. Essentially, what the Bureau was required to do here was to look before it leaps, and it didn't do that here. What the Bush administration claimed when it approved its Roan Plateau plan was that it was this highly protective scheme for oil and gas development, and that only a small handful of wells, about 200 wells, would likely be developed on top of the Rhone. What this new information we found indicates is that essentially the Bureau was trying to put lipstick on a pig here in describing what its plan would do. We've argued in our lawsuit that the Bureau really was approving a plan that would lead to the drilling of thousands of wet plateau, and that it needs to come to grips with that before it approved that kind of development. The Bureau and the companies that bought that will be doing the drilling there have insisted that that larger scale development just was speculative and not really foreseeable. We went back and looked at the Securities and Exchange Commission filings by that company. It's a company called Bill Barrett Corporation. And what we found is that Bill Barrett's actually planning to drill up to about 3,200 wells on top of the plateau. That kind of development is going to turn the Rhone Plateau into an industrial zone, and it really confirms our argument that the Bush administration essentially whitewashed the environmental damage that its drilling plan is going to cause.
And I'm reading here from the Grand Junction Sentinel report. The Bill Barrett Corporation bought a 90% interest in the Plateau Top oil and gas leases, which were acquired by Vantage Energy a year ago as part of a lease sale that also involved lands at the base of the plateau. And the filing, the Bill Barrett Corporation SEC filing, has made its well projection of up to 3,200 wells in a prospectus filed with the SEC and in an industry conference presentation. So essentially what you have here is the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, deciding to move forward with this plan based on an estimate of about 200 wells, and a corporation that bought these 90% of the oil and gas leases saying that it's planning up to 3,200 wells. That's the big disconnect here. And I'm curious, what is the Bureau of Land Management's legal obligations? And by that I mean, okay, so I'll just play devil's advocate here. Okay, so the BLM bases its rulings on a low estimate, and then a corporation that buys the leases says, well, we're planning a much bigger drilling mission. How can the BLM be held responsible for knowing or not knowing what a corporation is planning to do with the leases that are ultimately sold?
Sure.
Well, let me jump in. I think this just underscores what we've said all along. Worst nightmare, it's coming true, that the BLM plan is illegal because it didn't fully look at what the impacts are going to be from the Bush and drilling plan and the fact that the Bill Barrett Corporation wants to drill 15 times more wells than has even been envisioned by the BLM. Just underscores the fact that we are in danger of losing this iconic landscape, this place that is so special.
Oh, absolutely, and I completely agree. I mean, obviously, if the BLM comes out and bases its decisions on 200 well pads and talks about how that's going to preserve the Rhone, it can't then simultaneously claim that we're going to preserve the beauty and pristine nature of the Rhone at 3,200 well pads. What I'm curious about is, what is the actual, what was the legal obligation? When you say it was illegal, what does the law actually say the BLM has to do?
Sure. The law requires, and this goes back to the look before it leaps requirement of federal law, that BLM is required to identify what kind of development is reasonably foreseeable on top of the plateau under its plan. And when you look at the internal documents from the Bush administration when it was developing this plan, its own specialists, its own people were predicting that that the Bush plan would ultimately lead to several thousand or 1,500 to 2,000 wells on top of the plateau.
So the Bush administration itself was actually, at least internally, acknowledging effectively that the final estimates that it was basing its rulings on were way too low.
Essentially, that's right. It cut off and decided to analyze only a fraction of the drilling that it expected to happen up there.
And of course, the BLM then moved forward based on these lower projections, and now we're at this point. Okay, so, and just to remind folks, we're talking to Mike Freeman of, he's a staff attorney with Earth Justice, and Elise Jones. She is the executive director at the Colorado Environmental Coalition. You can find their websites at www.earthjustice.org and www.ourcolorado.org. And we're talking about the Rhone Plateau, area of Colorado that's been talked about so much in the oil and gas fights. And my final question for you is, what success do you think you are going to have? I mean, how close are you? How realistic do you think it is to be able to win this court case? And I should ask, is there any way that an Obama administration, obviously a different administration than the Bush administration, can be of any additional help?
Well, I'd say that we're cautiously optimistic that the judge, who's anticipated to rule any day, will agree with us that the Bush administration's drilling plan is illegal and will say to the BLM, you need to go back and come up with a better management plan, one that reflects the wishes of thousands of Coloradans, the local citizens in Garfield County, hunters, anglers, sportsmen, and really protect this special place. And so we're cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to prevail on that.
You can find information about the Rhone Plateau and this fight and Earth Justice and the Colorado Environmental Coalition's work on this. Again, www.earthjustice.org and www.ourcolorado.org. This is a big issue, folks. If you're listening and you followed the Rhone Plateau fight, we have now on record a major oil and gas company saying it's planning to drill far more wells, 15 times the amount of wells that the Bush administration based its official projections on. It's a huge story, a huge court case. Mike Freeman and Elise Jones of Earth Justice and the Colorado Environmental Coalition, please keep us informed on this. And if and when the judge rules, please come back on our show and update us on what's happened.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be happy
we'll
to.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
8:50 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. After the break, we'll fill you in on a couple of more news stories. And then in the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to have in studio Breckenridge Brewery talk about what they are doing, how they are doing in this recession.
Oh, I've seen the samples, man.
And, of course, as alluded to by John Turk, a tasting, as you know, as listeners of this show know, Turk and I are big fans of microbrews, and we are very psyched to have Breckenridge Brewery coming in studio. So stick around for that. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. Got some things going on out there. Police conducting traffic westbound C-470 at Quincy. That's where we had a high-speed chase end up in a crash. Eastbounders also sluggish. Hamden over to Bowles. Stop-and-go condition, southbound 25, 120th to 84th. Same deal, southbound 225, Park Road onto the Tech Center. Got a new water main break, 38th and Federal. That's a pretty busy intersection. Expect some major delays there, and also a two-vehicle accident at Monaco in Mississippi. Your forecast, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Look for a high around 83 degrees. Right now, our current downtown temperature is 65. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox. With an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles between fill-ups, it's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
The town hall meetings have been full of filibuster.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, juniors OP tops, and kids' Danskin Now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Prices not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love.
We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th through September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
Did you know that 95% of businesses will never even reach 1 million in annual sales? If you've done that, you're practically a miracle. Of those that get to 1 million, 98% will never get to 5 million. Even less will get to 10 million. And then to go to 100 million and beyond requires an entirely new way of marketing, managing, selling, and especially hiring. The shifts at each level and the way you think and operate at each level is what most business owners never figure out. And that's why they get stuck or stay small. Wherever you are in the growth curve, we can get you to the next level for free if you call 800-632-1990. I'm Chet Holmes, author of the number one business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. I've personally picked up the telephone and cold called my way into getting more than 60 of the Fortune 500 as clients, and now I'm helping smaller companies in 23 countries. Leave us a message with your email and we'll send you 9 free reports that are so good you won't believe we give them away. Call 800-632-1990. You won't believe the intellectual property we give away for free. Call 800-632-1990.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-610-4790. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now, 800-610-4790. 800-610-4790.
855 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Going up into the 80s today with rain in the forecast. Starting to gray up already, but then the forecast gets better later on in the week, at least sunnier. And it's been a busy morning already. We've had on Melanie Asmar, the writer of the new Westward cover story about cuts to Medicaid. We just had on Mike Freeman of Earth Justice and Elise Jones of the Colorado Environmental Coalition about the Rhone Plateau. We will continue to track that story and that court case trying to prevent massive drilling on the Rhone Plateau. And in the 9 a.m. hour after the national news in studio, we're going to have Breckenridge Brewery. We'll take a phone call here. We'll go to Keith in Clear Creek. Keith, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
Like your brother, I think I listen to way too much conservative talk.
My brother, he's like a glutton for punishment.
Well, I suppose I am, too. And I tell you, the visceral hatred for Ted Kennedy by the right-wing whack jobs is like off the charts. I mean, just a couple weeks ago at a town hall meeting, Chris Dodd, who has prostate cancer, some guy screams out that he should take a bottle of his pills and wash them down with Ted Kennedy's whiskey. They always love talking about Ted Kennedy and drinking. But I think when it came to being a champion for the have-nots, I'm reminded of his son. I think Patrick, who lost his leg to cancer some years ago, and Ted Kennedy said at that time that he was a rich man, and he could take his son anywhere in the world for the best treatment that would be available to help him. And I think that his heart and his efforts were really with those of us who are not in that position. And I think that he was a champion for the have-nots. And I'm always aggravated when the conservative right wing just goes off on that guy, because I think that he was definitely for the little people.
I agree. And I think the saddest part about it is not just the conservatives who are going to inevitably, you know, you listen to Rush Limbaugh today or Glenn Beck, I guarantee you, you'll hear them.
Or
try to make,
Bob.
You're going to, yeah, well, he's not around anymore, but to try to make some headlines attacking them. And the thing is this, the thing about Ted Kennedy is that he represents, an older brand of politics, and I lament that, because he comes from a time when it was okay, acceptable, admirable to be a Democrat who stood up for the little guy. Now we have so few of those people, and his loss is a big loss for all of us. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. Breckenridge Brewery in studio after the national news.
A new Vespa scooter from AM760, Sportique Scooters, and Maintenance Matters. Register right now at AM760.net or visit our booth at A Taste of Colorado, September 4th through the 7th.
Attention XL Energy Electric customers. Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate could be reduced at any time? Last year, the Solar Rewards rebate that allows you to save up to 60% on solar dropped by a full dollar overnight, raising the out-of-pocket cost of a solar power system by several thousand dollars. Don't let this happen to you. Call Independent Power Systems today to lock in the full rebate for 1 year. Locking in the rebate does not obligate you to buy, but will ensure that you'll receive the full discount if you do go solar. Other companies are charging up to $1,000 for this service. Independent Power Systems will lock in your rebate for free. And remember, Boulder County residents can still go solar for zero down and annual payment using the Climate Smart Loan Program, but you must attend a workshop before September 1st. Don't miss this historic opportunity to save up to 60% on solar. Visit solarips.com/rebate or call 303-443-0115 for details.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live on Martha's Vineyard. President Obama is leading the national mourning for Senator Edward Kennedy.
His extraordinary life on this earth has come to an end. An extraordinary good that he did lives on. For his family, he was a guardian. For America, he was a defender of a dream.
Mr. Obama acknowledged his own election fulfilled the civil rights dream of Senator Kennedy and others. He remembers Kennedy as a colleague, counselor, and friend. Senator Kennedy gave the president a lasting political gift with a crucial endorsement over Hillary Clinton in last year's campaign. Mr. Obama spoke this morning from his vacation home here. The president phoned Kennedy's widow, Vicky, early this morning, shortly after receiving word of the senator's death. I'm Peter Mayer, live on Martha's Vineyard. Now with more on the Kennedy story, here's Nick Young.
And the vice president has also reacted to Kennedy's death. Joseph Biden served alongside Kennedy in the Senate for decades.
Kennedy spent a lifetime working for a fair and more just America. And for 36 years, I had the privilege of going to work every day and literally, not figuratively, sitting next to him. And being a witness to history.
And Biden says Kennedy restored his sense of idealism. And reaction has been pouring in from foreign capitals. From London, Justice Minister Jack Straw had this to say.
It was not unexpected, but I think this sadness will be across the world as it is in the United Kingdom.
Well, after being in the doldrums for many months, new home sales have come roaring back. The Commerce Department says in July they jumped 9.6%. Economist Nigel Galt says the signs are getting clearer.
Well, it's good news. It adds to the evidence that's accumulating that the housing market is beginning to turn up. We've seen improvements in existing home sales. Now there's a very nice increase in new home sales. It's the second big monthly increase in a row.
Prices remain depressed, though. The median sale price of $210,000 was 11.5% lower than a year ago. The vote count continues in Afghanistan, where President Hamid Karzai has now pulled ahead of his chief rival, Abdullah Abdullah, by not a sufficient margin to avoid an October runoff.
I'm Cammie McCormick in eastern Afghanistan. While the results continue to trickle in, so do the allegations of fraud. And officials are urging all parties to refrain from speculation about the outcome of the presidential vote. Afghans themselves don't seem to be paying much attention to the process. In villages throughout this region, their main concerns are still security and jobs. But they make their appeals more to U.S. troops, most having given up on the government in Kabul.
The season has a new storm. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Danny has brewed up in the Atlantic. The projected track puts Danny at hurricane strength off North Carolina's Outer Banks early Saturday morning. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 13 points. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm the director of a medical center that just added Aflac to the benefits we provide for our employees. It's been a very welcome addition. In fact, everyone at the hospital can sleep easy knowing we have...
Aflac.
For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or go to
aflacforbusiness.com.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac, we've got you under our wing.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes, and I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products, for eyes the way nature intended, uses directed.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado Democratic Party Chair Pat Walk paying tribute to Senator Ted Kennedy this morning.
He was a man of privilege who cared deeply for those who did not have those same privileges.
Kennedy died last night of brain cancer at his home in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. He was 77. Albertsons will shut 5 Colorado stores this fall in Greenwood Village, Denver, Arvada, Lafayette, and Longmont, along with the company's Aurora Distribution Center. Hundreds are employed by those stores. A man convicted in the 1960 murder of Adolf Coors III has died of an apparent suicide. Joe Corbett was 80 years old and had been diagnosed with cancer. Former Bronco running back Floyd Little may have run his way to Canton, Ohio. Little recommended by the Veterans Committee for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Little starred for the Broncos in the late 60s to the mid-70s. And the Rockies' Troy Tulowitzki brings home a victory in the bottom of the 10th.
First pitch, line drive, base hit, left center field. Home comes Stewart. And the Rockies are 2 behind the Dodgers.
Brad Hopp and Clint Barmas homered in the game. The Rockies won it 5-4, and they're closing in on the Dodgers in the National League West. Same teams tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're still looking at delays on the west side. This is along C-470 right around Quincy. That's where you're going to find some police activity. They're working in the median with an ongoing investigation following a high-speed chase. Southbound I-25 remains heavy coming out of Thornton and North Glen right around 84th. Same deal for westbounders on 36. Pretty much Sheridan towards McCaslin. Checking on those CDOT cameras outside the metro area. Northbound I-25 really struggling past Happy Canyon. Back speeds are going to drop into the single digits there. There's also some surface street issues that are coming in. There's a crash at Monaco in Mississippi. Water main break at 38th and Federal. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 80s today, cool in the overnight with a temperature of around 57. Currently, it is 67 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save with the all-new super price reductions at King Supers. You'll find them on products like selected sizes.
TomTom turn-by-turn navigation for the iPhone has arrived. The eagerly awaited software recently hit the App Store with a price tag of just under $100. It promises all of the features you'd expect from a GPS system, plus a few added benefits which take advantage of the phone's multi-touch screen. You can pinch to zoom, scroll through menus, and more. There's also a car kit available, complete with charging abilities.
Gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining,
It's official. The next season of American Idol will not feature Paula Abdul and her trademark over-the-top positivity. Abdul recently confirmed rumors and announced via her Twitter that after 8 years, she wouldn't be returning. TV executives hope to find her replacement before January and the start of the live shows. Until then, guest judges, including Victoria Beckham, will sit in.
Next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Actor Tony Danza is returning to television. Best known for his roles in shows Taxi and Who's the Boss, Danza will appear in a new show called Teach on cable channel A&E. He'll be seen co-teaching a 10th grade English class at Northeast High School in Philadelphia. And although he admits that the thought of teaching on TV is daunting, his goal is to be a really good teacher.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
If you're constantly craving culinary competitions and shows like Top Chef, Hell's Kitchen, Chopping Block, and Chopped just don't satisfy your hunger pangs, prepare for a new season of The Next Iron Chef. Host Alton Brown will once again open the doors to Kitchen Stadium as the search for the next gastronomic genius begins for the second time. The battle begins Sunday, October 4th on Food Network.
Gentlemen.
The lineup for the new season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars has been announced. And like previous seasons, this one has a few celebrity surprises in store. Macy Gray, Kelly Osbourne, Aaron Carter, Donny Osmond, and former Dallas Cowboy Michael Irvin have all been named as contestants in the show, which hits screens on September 21st.
Tired of waiting in line to bank a big bundle of paper checks? Need a faster way to deposit your cash without even getting off your couch? There's an app for that. USAA customers now have their very own iPhone app, which allows you to take a photo of both sides of the check, hit send, and then sit back as the deposit gets processed as if you were actually in the bank lobby.
Gentlemen. Movie director Ridley Scott is returning to the Alien franchise. His original creation back in 1979 spawned a slew of sequels, including James Cameron's Aliens and David Fincher's Alien 3. But Scott is returning to make a prequel. The question on the tip of everyone's tongue is whether or not Sigourney Weaver's Ripley character will be returning too.
Flavored beer like that isn't very good, but I got to tell you something. The vanilla brew is really terrific, and that's how I got into Breckenridge Brewery. And, you know, I think you make a good point about the fact that to get a better wine, you got to spend a lot of money. To get a better beer, you have to spend marginally, well, I should say, you have to spend less money. It may be marginally the same increase, right, because a decent bottle of wine starts at a higher price than a decent six-pack of beer. And that's really interesting. Just tell us, you've got some locations in Denver, obviously, in Breckenridge. Tell us where they are, and then my question is, how much business do you do at the locations versus business that you do selling the beer in, you know, the liquor store near my house? Well, not specifically the liquor store, remember, but liquor stores in general.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, here in Colorado, where we obviously started up in the town of Breckenridge, we feel fortunate. We're going to almost celebrate our 20th year anniversary coming this February.
Wow, that's congratulations. That's great.
Exactly. Sometimes we think back, how the heck did we do that? But I think it's just through having a lot of fun and doing what we want to do. So it's been a great time. So, you know, we quickly grew out of that location in Breckenridge, and a lot of people were looking for craft beer in Colorado. Apparently, I need a beer this morning. And looking for craft beer, so we opened up a brewery down, which we thought was in the middle of nowhere, down on 22nd Blake Street, down in Denver. And
that was the first place you opened after the original Breckenridge.
The original Breckenridge.
Okay.
Yeah, the original
22nd
pub
and Blake.
The original pub and Breck. We still brewing up there. And then, down in Denver, we opened up that facility to brew some beer for all our thirsty friends down here in Denver. And we started, really our distribution started there, pretty much in the region, Colorado, up into Wyoming a little bit, but brewing out of that pub down there. Then all of a sudden, they decided to build Coors Field right across the street, which was a great thing for the brand. We exposed a lot of people to it, but holy cow, getting trucks in and out of there on a game day really doesn't make the police especially very happy.
Right.
And truckers not very happy. Everybody's yelling at each other. So we opened our pub, or actually our brewery, our main brewery on 471 Calumet Street, 5th and Calumet in Denver, in 1996.
Okay, and that's where most of the beer that you see in the stores comes from?
That's where all of it from the stores comes from.
Okay.
Yeah, we distribute beer into 25 states, pretty much kind of in the central United States towards the east.
And I should ask this question. I should have asked this from the beginning. How many, give us some sense of the capacity, the amount of beer that you make. I know there's some stats about what a microbrew is and what it's not, what it isn't. Where do you guys fall in terms of the size in the overall industry?
You know, in the whole industry, we're technically, as far as a technical term, I'm not real fond of it because it's not that romantic, but we're what's known as a regional brewery. We're still part of the craft brewery movement.
Mm-hmm.
The craft brewery movement is still as big as, say, Sam Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And on down to the little local pub to, say, you know, say Smuggler's Brew Pub out of Telluride.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they're that small, but, you know, just some great little guys. But there's so many cool people in the industry. But we sit right as far as breweries go. There's a little over 1,500 breweries. Craft breweries in the United States. And I believe we sit right at 41 as far as a brewery size-wise.
We're talking with Todd Usry and Todd Tebow from the Breckenridge Brewery. Todd Usry is the brewer. Todd Tebow is the marketing director for Breckenridge Brewery. Every now and again, we invite folks in for a taste test. We were going to do it taste test Tuesdays, but today is Wednesday, so that's fine. Wednesday's the worst day of the week, in my opinion. It's the hardest day of the week. And so what better day than to have beer at 9 or 9:15 in the morning than on a Wednesday? And before, again, we get to the taste test issue, tell us, Todd Usry, what do you think makes Breckenridge Brewery different from a lot of the other breweries you see and we know about here in Colorado? What to your mind, what's the specialty, right? What's the secret? I'm sure every brewer has a secret or a thing that they love about their own work. And feel free to not be modest. That's what this is for, a place
don't
to not
worry
be
about
modest.
That.
That's usually not a problem for me.
Here we go.
You know, as far from a I guess a cultural angle, we kind of own not just Colorado, but America's ski beer. I mean, coming from the town of Breckenridge, and, you know, when we were founded 20 years ago, as Todd pointed out, it was by a ski bum and who wanted to spend his time in the mountains. I was living in Steamboat at the time, and I hooked up with them, so I kind of had that culture about me as well, and so did some of our other folks. You know, so as far as the culture goes, we're really ski town, mountain kind of group that's been relocated down to the city
mm-hmm.
for packaging purposes and distribution purposes. But for me, the thing that sets our brewery apart is the people that are there. And I know that's overused. A lot of people say it's all about the people, but we really are kind of a family organization.
How many people work at the brewery?
26, 27, couple, you know, maybe some part-time people coming in and out doing that canning project.
So the total business we're talking about?
That's just at the brewery.
What's the total business? I'm curious. Like how big of, you know, I mean, we're talking 100 people, 500 people?
With the restaurant staff, it's got to be, you know, couple hundred.
I'd say a little, probably between 200-250.
No, it's a pretty serious employer.
Yeah, when I say 26, that's just brewery staff, making the beer, selling the beer, packaging the beer, quality controlling the beer.
That's my job.
Everything that goes into it. But yeah, I mean, it's just a great group of people, and you know, there are a lot of people making similar style beers out there today. And maybe that was more of your question as far as the beers go. But we've, in the last few years, we really try to be progressive with some of the things that we're doing. We've entered into a couple of beers that really don't have a style. Great American Beer Festival is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And we were discovering yesterday that there is a category Category 11A that is other strong beers. Those are beers that don't really have a home yet,
mm-hmm.
but you're taking a traditional style, say a brown ale,
right.
and making it imperial or double brown, and it's going into other. And we've got probably three beers that fit into that other strong beer category. So we're really, we're trying to be as innovative as possible. And we also like to have a lot of fun. It's a group of people that enjoy being around each other and working with each other. And you know, when you come into our brewery, you can feel that.
Sure. After the break, and we're talking again to Todd Ustry and Todd Tebow of the Breckenridge Brewery. They're here in studio. After the break, we'll do a taste test about from some of their beers that are out there. And we will take your calls. If you have any calls, technical calls, you want to ask about how to make a beer, you want to ask about Breckenridge Brewery in general, you want to ask about the craft beer industry in general, 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600 is the number. If you want to even ask about what it's like to be doing business in this economy, we got folks in studio here who are right on the front lines. The hardest thing to do right now, which is to make a successful business in this kind of economy. So feel free to give us a call, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. It's Wednesday, the 26th
yes, sir.
Day of August. Summer is almost over.
It's so over, dude.
It's not over yet.
It is over.
We got
Monday was the first sign of fall.
No. It doesn't end until Labor Day. It does not end until Labor Day. I'm an East Coast guy. The Jersey Shore season opens up on Memorial Day, and it doesn't end till Labor Day. So I don't want to hear talk that the summer's over just yet.
All right.
Let's get a traffic update.
Police still directing traffic, David. C-470, the westbound side there at Quincy, had a high-speed chase, ended in an accident there. For you westbounders, going to hit the snags at Kipling. Eastbounders going to hit the jams at Hamden. Also got this water main break, 38th and Federal, causing some pretty good delays around that intersection. And a new crash down on the south end, northbound I-25 near Surrey Ridge, getting out of Castle Rock, now a bear beginning at Founders Parkway. Your forecast, warmer and drier with morning sunshine. Should become partly cloudy this afternoon. Isolated showers and thunderstorms as well. Looking for a high around 83. Right now, 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Ralph Schomp Mini, where every Mini Cooper includes 3 years or 36,000.
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code? TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. In studio, Todd Usry and Todd Tebow of Breckenridge Brewery. We're talking to them about their operation there. Going to do a taste test now. All right, let's kick it off with a taste test. What are we going to start with here?
We're going to start with the agave wheat.
Okay, and tell us the story behind this beer, what the beer is, and you said, I think you said offline, that there was a story behind this beer.
There's a story behind every beer. Todd, roll into that.
Yeah, there is. This one, the base beer is an American-style Hefeweizen. German Hefeweizens you might have had in the past. Typically are unfiltered, cloudy. They're always unfiltered, I should say. But those have more of a banana, clove flavor that make them specifically German. The brewer Widmer in Portland, Oregon, Widmer Brothers Brewing, they kind of define the American style of this German Hefeweizen style.
And Hefeweizen, I don't know what I know probably what a beer drinker knows about a Hefeweizen, which is that you sometimes put an orange with it.
Correct.
Right? I mean, that's like, it's kind of a light, yellowish, lighter beer.
Typically
that's
golden.
Citrusy a little bit.
Golden, opaque, because there's yeast still in it.
Typically, actually, history goes down to actually a lemon.
A lemon?
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been drinking my Hefeweizens. Yeah, I've been drinking my Hefeweizens wrong.
And the original
not wrong with an orange.
The original one was brewed with a yeast strain from Weinstephan, which is an ancient and very celebrated brewing university in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as I said, Widmer started making an American-style Hefeweizen, and that's what we came out with, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. That beer was actually called Proper, and a lot of people probably remember our Hefe Proper. Through a couple of years, we decided that, you know, the beer needed a little twist, not only in flavor, just something, but something to make it more marketable, something to make it more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't terribly psyched about the name Proper after a couple of years, so we wanted a name change too. So we started toying around with different organic, natural additives that would go into the beer that would help with the story, that would help with flavor, and setting the beer apart from other unfiltered wheat beers in the craft industry. So we tried a bunch of different things and kind of settled on agave nectar. And we get the nectar from the Madhava Honey Company in Lyons, Colorado. They bring it in.
So there's actually agave nectar in here.
There is. 80 pounds in every 50-barrel batch of beer that we brew.
It's actually the same stuff that if you go into, it used to be just health food stores, but actually now in Safeway, King Soopers, local stores, you can actually find it sitting right next to the honey.
And it's important to note that, you know, a lot of people think, oh, it's tequila beer because agave, tequila is made with agave. It's a different plant. This is a plant that's blue agave. This is agave salmonella, and it's grown only in central Mexico, and it has a big pod in the center of the plant. The plant's about 8 feet tall, and for a couple months out of the year, the nectar gathers in the pod, and it's actually harvested into gourds with machetes and then refined and packaged here at Madhava Honey in Lyons, Colorado. But that's what we're putting into the beer, and this, you know, the last I checked, we're the only brewer making it available commercially.
Well, I'm drinking it right now. It's really tasty. There's like a little bit. Is it a little bit? It's not sweet, but a teeny little bit of sweetness, and it's a lighter colored beer, so it's not one of those thick porters. It's what and Turk is tasting it back in the control room.
Mine's gone already.
Here's is gone. All right.
He's already spilled it on the machinery and everything.
If management's listening, that hasn't happened. But no, it is. It's a lighter beer. You know, it's you can definitely taste the wheat in it.
what I like about it is, you know, if you're going to sit down, if you need like a 12-pack, if you want to drink 12 of them, you could probably drink 12
of these. Yes, that's a good point.
John, it's what I call poundability. It's got poundability, my friend.
Poundability. Yeah, I love it. There you go.
I don't know if I on the radio, but yeah, this is a beer that you could drink. You can sit back and drink about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12.
That's
yeah, it actually, relative to a lot of craft beers, actually the agave wheat is low in alcohol. So
is that right?
Yeah.
Let's go. That's right. Poundability. I love that. Let's take a call here. And if you want to call in and ask Todd Usry or Todd Tebow from Breckenridge Brewery any questions about the beer industry, about their beer in specific, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Wade in Denver. Wade, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hey there.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Good, Wade.
Hey, I am a homebrewer. Go figure. You probably don't get a lot of calls from them or anything.
First one.
We love homebrewers.
Yeah. Hey, been doing this for a couple of years. I guess you can say probably how you guys started out. I guess it's kind of a dream of mine to get into the craft brew industry. Kind of want to see if you have any advice, you know, for a homebrewer. You know, like I, for instance, realized that it's a big difference going from brewing a small 5, 10, 20-gallon batch at home to going to, you're talking to barrels. So, you know, I obviously don't have any experience doing that, so I've been considering something like possibly going to the Siebel Institute of Technology for, like, their World Brewing Association program, which has time overseas in Domens in Munich, Germany. Was wondering if things like that are something that you recommend, and then how would you go from there once I have the acquired training and stuff into starting up a business?
I'll take that. I went to the Siebel Institute, and it was a great experience, and I highly recommend that. I will tell you, as I tell lots of people in your position, that you know it's really good to get some experience in a brewery under your belt. We get probably 200, 300 qualified, trained brewers from brewing academies, be it UC Davis, Siebel, or a number of other institutions that train in fermentation studies every year. So the people who come to us that have got some experience from other breweries tend to have a leg up. The folks at our brewery, and you know, most of them have been there a long time, and they kind of work their way up. Having said that, I don't know if you want to start your own brewery or not, but it's invaluable to get into a brewery. You may have to start on a bottle line. You may have to, you know, you may have to start canning. But if you show the passion and you show a genuine interest in the industry, there's room for advancement.
And I should ask, and Wade, thanks for the call, man. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man.
And I should ask, I mean, how did you guys get your start off the air? We were talking, you've been at Breckenridge Brewery for 18 years, Todd Usry, the brewer. Todd Tebow's been as the marketing director. I don't know if you started as the marketing director, but you've been there for 15 years. How did you guys get into this industry? I'm sure there's a lot of people who have considered becoming part of this industry. What was your collective story?
I was in the right place at the right time. just a big beer fan in college. I started getting into better beers and spent some time on the West Coast up in the Oregon, Washington State area, as well as California, just traveling around in the summers and started enjoying some of those great beers out there. Was living in Steamboat Springs at the time and decided I wanted to start my own brew pub in Steamboat. About that time, Breckenridge Brewery started in Breckenridge. That was 1989. And went over there to talk to them about consulting. And one thing led to another. They were starting to put plans together for a packaging brewery in Denver. That would be the Blake Street facility. Got on board with them, apprenticed under a Canadian brewmaster for the
first couple
of years.
So you came into the gig interested in beer, but with not as much either homebrew experience or technical sort of fermentation experience, and you learned through your 18 years and up until the point where you're now the brewery director.
Absolutely. I homebrewed twice, I think, before. I brewed my first batch in Breckenridge, which was a 10-barrel batch. So, but, yeah, I mean, it's a big step. It's from brewing at home and brewing in your kitchen, which I've done more now since starting, especially with some friends who are avid home brewers,
mm-hmm.
like because they're always, you know, come over and talk to me about this, and I don't know that much about home brewing, I'll be
right.
honest with you, but you know, when you're brewing on a large scale, you figure out pretty quickly that consistency is vital, and you know, and not that it's not in the kitchen
mm-hmm.
at home, but it's really really important when you're putting a package out on the shelf in a liquor store, and it's a different animal.
And speaking of marketing, I mean, the marketing of a beer is so critically important. We were talking about the process of creating a new beer. So much of that is branding and marketing. How did you, Todd Tebow, how did you start out in this industry, and what kind of changes have you seen? I mean, the industry has become, you know, there's so many proliferation, so much of a proliferation of microbrews and craft breweries. What kind of evolution have you seen in your 15 years in this industry?
The evolution in the industry, it did definitely start out with a bunch of home brewers, and you could see that. It's kind of a business that's been born out of just kind of the hippie generation, in a sense of liking something natural and something that you make, something that you create. Obviously, as we get as we grow up a little bit, we tend to get a little bit slicker, a little bit more streamlined, I think, and that's not a bad thing. That just means we've fallen on our face so many different times, and we don't want to do that anymore. We figured out along the way, we're blazing trails, and especially a brewery like Breckenridge Brewery. We have fallen on our face a lot, but we've also taught our brethren of local craft brewers, you know, some things too. So.
No, and it's the same thing I say about automobiles, actually, which is that, you know, I'm more interested in buying an automobile that, for instance, is the ninth generation of the same model. Because the company has figured out, all right, this part didn't work, this worked well, let's improve on this. I mean, it's the same thing. I definitely think, not to diss new breweries at all, but there is certainly a value in any product, including a brewery, including a beer, that's been around for a while that has figured out what really works and what doesn't work.
I totally agree. I mean, that's the morph, in a sense, that we went from the proper into the agave wheat, which, you know, we think the agave wheat is just, we've hit it on the head there with that beer.
Now, these, I'm looking here, we got a can of beer that's called the Avalanche Amber Ale. We've got the, what is this, the IPA.
471 IPA.
Okay,
yeah.
And we got the Autumn. What is it, the Autumn Ale?
Tops. Can we crack that one next, boys?
Yeah, let's crack. All right, let's get there. Yeah. Let's crack.
How about, let's do the, it's a brand new beer for us. So we're at the beginning of this process here. We're going to do our Lucky You IPA.
That's the big one.
No, that's 471 IPA.
Okay.
It's the big one. We're going to do Lucky You IPA.
Lucky You IPA. All right, so stick around. After the break, we'll do Lucky You IPA. We'll take more of your calls. 303-713-7600 is the number if you want to ask any questions about brewing, about the beer industry, about any questions you want to throw at Breckenridge Brewery. 303-713-7600. If you're holding, we'll get your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic's starting to clear up a little bit for us. We're still seeing some activity out on C-470 westbound side, being got some police directing traffic, actually, beginning at Quincy. That's where we had a high-speed chase, end up in an accident. So they are doing an investigation there, also slowing down eastbounders. Going to hit the brakes at Hamden. Westbounders, stop-and-go conditions begin all the way back around at Kipling. Also a crash northbound I-25 at Surrey Ridge. Stop-and-go and backups begin at Founders Parkway. Also still working that water main break at 38th and Federal. Forecast, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs in the low to mid-80s. Our current downtown temperature is 68 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles, all makes and models. Cheaperusedautos.com. Fast, easy financing, and always the lowest prices. Shop cheaperusedautos.com.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Gun-toting town haulers tied to radical right-wing preacher.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling.
I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Welcome to Madam Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you're unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see.
What is it?
Comcast. Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rate supply. Equipment taxes and installation fees extra. Call for details.
On Fox Soccer Channel. Live it here.
Do you have low back pain on a regular basis? Do you take medication most days to treat your pain? If chronic low back pain gets in the way of things you enjoy, you may want to consider volunteering for a clinical research study. This study is evaluating an investigational medication to see if it can reduce chronic low back pain. You may qualify if you're at least 18 and have chronic low back pain that you treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130.
I don't like those kind of
1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. In studio, Todd Ussery and Todd Tebow from the Breckenridge Brewery. And we're going to take a call. But before we do, why don't we crack open the Lucky You IPA?
Lucky You IPA.
It's the new one, right?
It's brand new.
Brand new.
Did you kind of?
There we go. We got that. All right.
Label
Does it
for
sound
it
good?
That's how new
they
it
don't
is
even, yeah, they don't even have the label for it.
Yeah, we kind of got a little moonshine bottle going.
Yeah, that's
here.
Pretty cool. All right, let's.
We're still about 3 weeks from this one hitting the shelves.
Okay, so it's not on the shelves just yet. Let's go to James. James, you're on AM 760 with Breckenridge Brewery. Hello, James.
Hey there.
Hey there.
Yeah, we have a local organic harvest center growing up here in Teller County, Woodland Park, Cripple Creek. And we're starting to use what's called brewer's bicast and adding it to our soil. I wondered how much the Breckenridge Brewery produces of this, and is there a commercial availability or a delivery system that we might be able to tap into it?
No, okay, so that's a pretty technical question. So one of you guys in studio here needs to explain the question to people who don't know anything about brewing.
We're going to have to call somebody. We're not sure.
Yeah, no. It's, James,
oh, no.
James, when
I'm
you
kidding.
Say bicast, are you talking about spent grain and yeah. Spent yeast as well?
Yep.
We've got a system. We have a farmer, Ehrlich Farms, is a feedlot up in near Fort Morgan. And okay. And those guys pick up our grain daily. Our spent grain and spent yeast, the yeast that we pull off that we don't want going into the sewer, we add that to the grain, and it's actually fed to cattle. And there's a huge hopper that's out behind a pneumatic hopper, hydraulic hopper that lifts up and dumps in their truck every morning. We put out probably, I want to say, 10,000 pounds daily of what you're calling brewery bycast. Yeah. And but it's all going to feedlot. You know, we would certainly be interested in talking about other uses of that.
Hey, James, we'll put you on hold, and we'll get Turk to take your number, and he'll pass it on to the two Todds here. Okay, man?
Cool, thanks.
All right, man, hang on.
Cheers, buddy.
So we're drinking now Lucky You IPA, and specifically this beer. Tell us about this specific beer and why it tastes the way it does. I'm going to not say the flavors that I'm tasting just because I don't want to feel like a jerk if I'm misinterpreting what
I told you, but it's straight. Yeah,
I will say it is real. This is a really, really, really good and flavorful beer. It's like an amber brown. It's really, really tasty. Tell us the story behind this beer. And if you can, tell us the generic story about how a new beer happens, right? From like you're sitting around, hey, we need a beer that does this, all the way to, you know, where are the bottlenecks? Is it in the mixing of the ingredients, or is it in the branding, or is it in the distribution? Tell us the story of how a beer goes from an idea to on the shelf.
That's a big question, Dave.
It is a big question.
It sounds so easy.
For us, I think it comes from one of two places. Creating a new beer is either market driven. Talk more about market driven, Colorado was initially, from a craft beer standpoint, an amber ale state. I mean, you had the Boulder Amber.
But was that for any reason other than, I mean, is there any explanation for that other than that's just what people were brewing?
It's all very region. I mean, you look at the Pacific Northwest, and that's where, you know, really kind of the hoppier beers. They're growing hops up there, so that became kind of a popular style. The IPAs, the pale ales up in Oregon, Washington, so on and so forth.
But this state, which is, you know, known as the Napa Valley of craft beer, I think that's been used by our mayor, but you had Fat Tire, you had Boulder Amber, you had Odell's 90 Shilling, you had Breckenridge Avalanche Ale, and then on the brew pub side, you had Wind Creek Rail Yard, and that really launched this state in craft beer. Well, now people's tastes are changing and have been over the last several years. You talk to people, you go to beer festivals, you're at the Great American Beer Festival, you hear people talking about enjoying hoppy beers.
You do the fancy research like I do, like sitting on a bar stool. See how technical this is?
I want your job, man. Getting up at 6 a.m. every hour. I want the bar stool job.
So I'd say that's one way is market driven. The other way is just us as a group, as a family at the dinner table, sitting around Breckenridge Brewery. What would be cool to brew? What would we like to add to our portfolio? We've got a pretty wide portfolio. We've got beer styles from super light lawnmower style beers to big, heavy, dark, high alcohol beers and everything in between. So this one's kind of both ways. This Lucky You IPA, we knew we had a big double IPA. We needed something with a little less punch. That one, the double IPA is 9.2% alcohol by volume. We wanted something around 6%.
Is that what this is, the Lucky You IPA?
It is, right around 6%.
Yep.
And I was down at a craft brewer symposium, and there was a brewer who was talking about community ales. He's talking about doing ales that gave back to his community, and a couple of really cool stories. So I brought that back from that symposium, and at the same time we're tinkering around with an IPA. I was trying to think of something we could do for the Denver community. And also that would tie into brewing. So thought about the Tivoli Brewery, which is the student union for down at the Auraria campus, and wondered if perhaps we could donate some proceeds to keep that facade, landscape, that brewery building, contribute whatever we could to help keep that intact, helping, you know, Denver brewing landmark as well as higher education in Denver. So we're donating a portion of our proceeds to the Auraria Higher Education campus.
Proceeds specifically from Lucky You IPA.
From Lucky You IPA. Now, the reason for that is Lucky You Denver Special Bitter is a beer that the Tivoli Brewing Company brewed back in the 60s.
Oh, very
70s.
Cool.
So, but this is an American-style India Pale Ale, and IPAs tend to be a little bit higher in alcohol and tend to be hoppier. The reason for that is they were created by the British, and they were trying to get beer around the horn to the British soldiers in the Indian War, and they had no refrigeration at that time. So by adding hops, by strengthening the alcohol, the beer was preserved better on its voyage around the Horn, getting to the soldiers. So that, hence, Indian
around the Horn of Africa.
Yes.
So obviously that's why it was called it's called an India Pale Ale.
India
Pale Ale. Because it was headed to India.
Correct.
Yeah, it started in England as a pale ale.
Very cool. So the reason it has more alcohol and hops is because chemically, I guess, that's what preserves better without refrigeration.
Yeah, it would mask stale flavors and mask spoilage. So
that's
think of those old stinky, sailing ships, man. They had to do something to keep the beer pristine.
No, that's right. And of course the soldiers need beer.
I have heard a rumor of like part of their daily rationing was like 1 gallon of beer per soldier per day.
Well, I heard it's funny that you
first,
said it.
I guess
I would believe it because I read the history of the Louisiana Lewis and Clark and the Louisiana Purchase and the amounts of food and beer that these guys were eating and drinking. It's like these amounts that are, I would believe it if it was a barrel. It's something like everyone's eating 15 pounds of meat every day. I mean, it's like crazy, crazy stuff. That's a really fascinating thing about why they call this an India Pale Ale. And this one, this is really, is it hoppy? Is that what that is?
Yeah. It's definitely what you're tasting there. Yeah. Definitely the hops. Kind of that bitterness. Bitterness in beer is not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
It's more a sense like just a bite. And sometimes some of the beers will get through. You'll taste a little bit of grapefruit.
Yeah.
You'll get some of those tastes. So, bitterness in beer is almost like that grapefruit. Kind of that little twinge on the back of your tongue that just says, hey, hello, wakes things up and we got something going here.
And I have a question too about this.
Fire away.
IPAs.
Yeah.
Hops.
Yeah,
I think it's like a sister plant. Well, that too. I see a little bit sitting in that bottle. But hops is a sister plant of marijuana, is it not?
It's part of the cannabis family.
It is part of the cannabis family. I mean, it has a little bit of that taste to it as well. Not like you've ever tasted it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, back when I was going to college in Fort Lewis.
Yeah, someone walked by you and they smelled that
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Yeah, and definitely in the raw form. I mean, it definitely smells like it.
Yeah, it does.
And it's really interesting that, breweries are really at the center of so many parts of the economy when you really think about it, right? You guys are dealing with farmers, you're dealing with distributors, you're dealing with liquor stores, you're dealing with restaurants. I mean, it really, when you really start to think about where craft brewers fit in, it's really amazing how central they are to Colorado's economy. And so with this beer, the Lucky You IPA, so you decide you want this kind of IPA out there. Where is the hardest part of creating? Is it like, is the big debate inside the brewery like, oh, it doesn't taste exactly right? Or is it like, we got to get the label exactly right? And we were talking about how, I didn't even know this, that one of the toughest things to do is to get, you got to get federal approval for specifically the labeling. So talk to us about what the hardest part of taking the idea to a product is.
I'm just going to say yes, it's all difficult, but some of the difficulties that, not difficulties, but the process we've gone through with the beer.
I think the beer part is a lot of fun, and we tend to,
it's easy.
We tend to decide by committee what we like, and we typically start out with some examples of the style that we're trying to brew.
And you have like a mini sort of setup that you can do test.
We do.
Beers on.
We have a small pilot brew system.
Right.
But we get together as a group of brewers, quality control, and sometimes we're forced to bring the marketing folks.
Genius marketing people.
But anyway, no, the beer part is relatively straightforward and easy. We know what certain ingredients are going to part in the beer, whether it's bitterness, whether it's aroma, and the malt's mouthfeel, color. We have a pretty good sense of that after all these years. But, you mentioned the federal approval. That's difficult and can be jumping through.
And the feds are looking primarily at the label.
Yeah,
that's what they do. They approve the label.
Right.
So, I mean, certain states will test for alcohol content, but
what are they looking for in the label? I mean, what's their holdup, right?
You can't say things like strong. You can't say things like badass. You can't say,
You can barely say that on the radio.
First of all, sorry.
No, it was okay. First, you're not the seven words.
First of all, there are certain elements of a label that have to be on there. Government warnings got to be on there. They're particular about how you say 12 fluid ounces.
Right. So it's a major regulatory hurdle. Okay. Yeah. Stick around. We're going to, speaking of poundability, because we're behind schedule here. We're going to get through the rest of these. We got three more tests to do here, so we'll do that after the break. We'll also take your calls, 303-713-7600. Any questions or calls for the Breckenridge Brewery in studio, Todd Usry and Todd Tebow. So stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Got a motorcycle accident northbound I-25 just after Colfax, or right around Colfax. Stop and go at Alameda. Also got this crash northbound I-25 at Surrey Ridge. Speeds are starting to improve there, but you will hit some heavy jams beginning around Founders Parkway. If you're on C-470 up in Littleton, got a crash. It was actually a high-speed chase turned into a crash there. It's in the median of C-470 at Quincy. Stop-and-go jams back to Kipling. Eastbounders going to start tapping the brakes at Hamden. Your forecast, warmer and drier. Morning sunshine, that'll become partly cloudy this afternoon. We do expect some isolated showers and thunderstorms. Looking for a high around 83 as well. Right now, 68 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date, at school, or an important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like advanced access to discounted travel packages to attend the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games. February 12th to 28th, 2010, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 6% savings on all available packages, guaranteed best seats at events, and can take advantage of pre-sale opportunities for other travel benefits. For reservations, visit visa.com/signature. Visa, worldwide Olympic sponsor and proud sponsor of the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games. So, look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks in addition to the points, miles, or cash back your Visa already gives you. To check out the full list of perks, visit visa.com/signature. Offer subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Guaranteed best seats are within travel provider's allotment. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. More people go with Visa.
954 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Wednesday, the toughest day of the week, and we are mitigating that with beer in studio. In studio, we have Breckenridge Brewery, the brewer Todd Usry, and the marketing director Todd Tebow, and I'm tasting right now the Autumn Ale, which is a much more malty beer. It's really, really good. I personally am a malt beer kind of guy. Turk now coming out of the Millennium Falcon into the studio to make sure that he gets his share of the Autumn Ale. Let's go to the phones, take a call here. Let's go to Bill in Denver. Bill, you're on AM 760.
Hey.
Hey there.
Nice show. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I missed what you were talking about with IPA. Is that because the hops were used to transport it from Britain to India?
That's basically exactly right.
And my other question, if that's true, all pilsners are lagers, but are all lagers pilsners?
Go ahead, Todd.
I'm sorry. Am I on?
No, there you are. Beer can fell over. I don't know.
How are you? So we had a little mic difficulty. Can you repeat that question for me?
So are lagers and are all lagers pilsners?
Correct.
That all pilsners aren't lagers. No, then all pilsners are lagers. So what's the difference then between what makes a pilsner special?
Pilsners, to me, it's the water. It's the treatment of the water, and it's the use of predominantly the Czech Zaz hop variety.
Okay.
They were born in Pilsen at the time, Czechoslovakia, now the Czech Republic. The brewery there, Pilsner Kell Brewery in Pilsen, is where it was all born, and it was really the biggest factor there was the water. I mean, basically zero dissolved solids in that water from Pilsen.
Terrific.
Hey, Bill, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. All right, let's do our final taste test. We just did the autumn ale, and if you're into malt beers, that I think, is your beer. It's really, really good. It's almost, the malt, to me, almost tastes chocolatey. Sometimes just a little hint of chocolate. And this is your beer. All right, as we get filled up on the 471 IPA as our last taste, we'll do our last call. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Hello, Jim.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Jim.
Yes.
Fire away. Yes, we can.
I'm from Kansas. I've been brewing for, probably since the mid-80s, and I'd like to take it to the next level, and I'd like to have an opportunity to learn how through a company such as yours, and I was wondering how I'd go about doing that.
Fire away. Either one of you guys.
You know, I'll be honest with you, Jim. It's tough to get in, but pretty much anyone who starts with us these days from the production standpoint, brewing standpoint, kind of starts on the packaging line and works their way up. It's very rare that we bring somebody right into brewing, but I think you're going to find that in, breaking into this industry with most breweries. But just spend your time with brewers, talking to brewers, and networking.
I feel like that's the culture of the beer industry, which is you really got to spend a long time in it, work your way up. Home brewing is obviously a good thing, and people are into it, but a lot of it is really, it sounds to me, and we had Odell's in a couple weeks ago, that a lot of it is working your way up. All right, before we go, we got about 30 seconds here. I'm going to taste the 471.
That's double IPA for you, Dave.
Double whammy.
Oh, wow, that's really, I mean, that's
isn't
like,
that good?
That hits you. That's like really intense. That is an intense flavor, and I wish I could describe it more, but we got to go. Todd Usry and Todd Tebow from Breckenridge Brewery, thanks so much for taking the time, and you can find their information at www.breckenridgebrewery.com, www.breckenridgebrewery.com. We'll be back at you tomorrow. I'll try not to be hungover.
I've been sick since March the 3rd, so I'm coming to you directly.
Let's talk trees. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder is having their biggest sale of the year. Buy one tree, get the second one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. That's right. Buy one tree, get one free. Buy three shrubs, get one free. At Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Visit creeksideboulder.com for more information. Creekside Tree Nursery. Better trees, better prices. Better get there today before you miss out. Buy one tree, get one free. Certain trees excluded from this sale.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need, too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, Junior's OP tops, and Kids Danskin Now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. $9 pricing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Prices not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.